Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Patriots Day, April 19th, 2010. 15 years after the federal black op bombing of the Oklahoma City building, the Alfred P. Murrah building in Oklahoma City. And fever pitch brainwashing is being engaged in by the mainstream media, by Bill Clinton and others, saying, gee, I hope we don't have to have another terror attack to shut down these tea parties. Gee, I hope they shut up. Gee, I hope they stop criticizing the banking takeover and the healthcare takeover, because their criticism of the government is going to cause terrorists to attack. And when the terrorists attack, it's going to be your fault. Your fault, America, for thinking that you have a right to stand up for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. The last year and a half since Barack Obama got into office, we've seen them beating the drum that anyone that criticizes any policies is a racist, a terrorist, a white supremacist, that anybody that criticizes the government or even says 9/11 was an inside job wants to kill Obama with no evidence. But what is that evidence of? The prep phase, preparing for staged terror. They have to prepare everyone's minds so when they stage it, the people won't really remember where they heard it was the fault of the Tea Parties, but they will buy into it as if it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So we know from all of the concerted propaganda intensifying in the last week to a crescendo that they are getting ready to stage terror events in this country. And by only getting the word out about this, can we stop them? They're preparing to blame Iran for a nuke attack, whether real or just fear-mongering. It's still psychological terrorism. And they're preparing for attacks on federal buildings, police stations, you name it. And they've been having drills the last few years, even under Bush, of police stations being attacked by disgruntled veterans, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, gun owners, anti-abortion activists. Again, prepping the police with this false narrative that people that criticize the government want to kill you. They're bad. Get ready for them to attack. And they're having all this IED training the last 8 years in police departments around the country, telling them the American people are going to bomb them. And they have drills at public schools and, colleges where the militias attack, the gun owners attack, the homeschoolers attack, the gun owners attack, creating this perception, this artificial perception, drilling the public that this imaginary enemy is out there and is going to be violent. Another facet of this is infiltrating the tea parties with Nazi signs. That's on one end of that. Then you have the government creating fake Nazi groups to show up and demonize the patriot movement and attack other patriots that don't take the racial bait. All of this is a clear, concerted effort. From saying that I don't want government health care is racist, to I don't want open borders is racist, to saying I don't want a bankrupt economy is racist. You sit down and shut up and get pom-poms out and cheerlead the government or you are a terrorist racist. This has been the message, and now they're all over the news saying, MIAC report, Homeland Security report, they were good. The vets are terrorists. The gun owners are terrorists. Domestic terrorists are as big a threat or even bigger than Al-Qaeda. They're going to hit any minute. Get ready. Oh, my gosh, we tried to stop them, but they wouldn't quit protesting. Their protesting caused it. All of you Tea Party people, it's your fault. You did it. It's all your fault. Get ready. Get ready. I mean, it's 100% clear. This is a huge operation going on. And we're going to cover it all today. We've got Max Kaiser joining us coming up and Luke Radowski in the last hour. He had a nice discussion with Stephen Colbert of the Colbert Report. Colbert talked about it on his show. So we're having major breakthroughs on that front, dealing with the Bilderberg Group. And we're going to have wide open phones today. But first, I want to discuss false flag nuke attacks and other attacks they're planning to stage to blame the American people with. 1-800-259-9231 on that subject alone.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, Monday, April 19th, 2010. Bill Clinton's been giving speeches and been on CNN saying, gee, he hopes there doesn't have to be a big terror attack to make the Tea Party shut up. And so they're framing anyone who criticizes any government policies as an un-American violent terrorist. And it's all over the news. They're saying 15 years after Oklahoma City, are the right-wing terrorists going to hit again? And then quietly in the last really 8 years, they've been brainwashing police, brainwashing military, training them for conflict with the American people, creating this false ledger, this false history. This pipe dream, this hallucination, this mirage. And of course, in the center of that, demonizing talk radio, not just Alex Jones, but Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage, Glenn Beck, and others, saying that it's going to be their fault when the terrorists strike. And so Rush Limbaugh on Friday really savaged Bill Clinton, saying, why are you hyping a non-existent threat? What are you planning? And we have the Democrats and their operatives caught dressing up as racist, red-handed. It's even in the Associated Press and other major publications, finally broke nationally last week. That's only one little tributary, one little arm, one little capillary stream of the larger Amazon River of false flag, provocateured, staged events. It is an entire spectrum of this. This is what they do, from saying anybody that has an opinion about government being too big, you are a racist. Anybody who goes out and protests big government, you are a racist. That's meant to demonize, to create a chilling effect, so the average yuppie won't get involved politically. But it's also meant to keep blacks and Hispanics, who are Americans and who stand to lose underneath the New World Order and whose children are being enslaved, to hear over and over again, they're not welcome in protest or demonstrations. They're not welcome to be involved. And of course, it's not the Tea Party saying this. No, it's the mainstream media. But there's another level of this. By Fox News and Sarah Palin coming in and taking over the Tea Parties, it does make it a Republican event. And so then that limits this being a more than bipartisan, a transpartisan, or a left-right paradigm shattering populist constitutionalist movement against our real enemies, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and the private shareholders of the New World Order private banking cartel system. And so this is what we're facing. They are dividing it seven ways to Sunday, up one side and down the other, from the top to the bottom, from pillar to post, and then they're preparing to demonize all demonstration, all criticism, all redress of grievance, all petitions as invoking terror. They're saying everywhere, you criticize health care, government health care, you criticize banker bailouts, you criticize anything, you are a terrorist. And when the terrorists blow up some more federal buildings, it is your fault. Shame on you. Now, we have a history of government-sponsored terror. We have our government and every other major government caught over and over again on record staging terror. Then we look at who benefits from this. Who would benefit from a federal building or two getting their facades blown off by a truck bomb? Who would benefit from a police station being attacked? Who would benefit from a school being attacked? Who would benefit from a government building being attacked? Who would benefit from a state capitol being attacked? Who would benefit? The military-industrial complex that is the control arm of the private offshore central banks now conquering the United States criminally. This is the issue that we face as a society. We are here. There is a hostile criminal takeover taking place against our society. Our entire way of life is being overturned. Our entire Bill of Rights and Constitution is being dismantled openly and publicly. They're openly coming in saying they're going to shut down freedom on the internet as we know it. They're openly saying they're going to go after talk radio and free speech and internet talk radio. The government is openly saying it's going to launch new wars against Iran. The government is openly saying they're going to take the pension funds. They're openly saying they're going to have a new banking re-regulation system that gives more power to the federal regulators that are basically all Goldman Sachs alumni to use regulators to shut down small regional local banks, credit unions, and feed them into the large central banks, to erect taxes on local banks that are then paid in bailout money to the large private mega banks. They're moving on every front. They've got their new carbon tax bill introduced in the Senate with taxes on every gallon of gas, taxes on refineries, taxes on everything you do. They're moving ahead with the EPA announcing they're going to tax all greenhouse gas emissions. They don't even care if they don't have a bill. They're moving forward with the federalization of local police. They're moving forward with a giant drug war to shut down the cartels that aren't laundering their money and paying their cut to the central banks in Mexico. They're letting the war spill over into the United States. They're making their move on every front right now, internationally and nationally. And they need to shut down and chill political speech, because our political speech is true. It is devastating the New World Order, the global government. They're at their critical point. They've announced their world government. They've announced it's the G20 global banking constitution over every nation. They've announced it's a planetary global governance. The denial is over, and they're coming out openly and saying that they're basically going to stage terror attacks and blame them on us. It's just like Gary Hart. And it's in Truth Rising. 3 years ago, was questioned by We Are Change in New York. He'd written a letter to Ahmed Dinajid. They had posted it in the Huffington Post. And he said, look, our government staged the Gulf of Tonkin. It staged the Maine. It has staged other events. Don't think that our government won't stage something to invade you. You better do as you're told. I mean, he came right out and said, we stage terror attacks. And We Are Change talked to him, and he basically admitted it on video. See, when the globalists speak, they're very intelligent, very sophisticated. There's multi-messages. To their own people, there's a message. To those that are awake, there's a message. And to the dumbed-down mass, there's another message. And so when Bill Clinton gives speeches and goes on Wolf Blitzer and says twice, I hope there doesn't have to be a major terror attack in America to make people stop criticizing the government. And he says, your criticism of government is going to cause this. That's the frame up. They're openly framing us ahead of time. They're getting ready. And if mainline talk show hosts like Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck will come out and tell the truth, we can turn the tide against this. Limbaugh is starting to get completely into the water. Michael Savage is up to his neck telling the truth now. Openly saying Obama's going to stage massive terror attacks. Limbaugh is saying, looks like they're going to stage something, we don't know what. And then he ties it into the racist provocateurs, but doesn't go all the way. Hannity and Beck, to my knowledge, you can call me and tell me if they have been saying it, but I haven't heard it. And I would hear about it if they did, generally. They haven't. Okay. Yes, they work for the establishment, but there's different fissures in the establishment. There's a lot of people who are wealthy, who see themselves as right-wing, who don't mind if the government stages a terror attack to blame it on Muslims to invade the Middle East. But they are starting to realize that they're going to be targeted in this new world order, and they can openly see the moves towards shutting down their free speech and their little kingdoms, and so they're starting to tell the truth. And if we can get the listeners of this very important radio show, because our listeners are the most active out there, if you can call into talk radio, local, national, syndicated, foreign, if you can post on your blogs, if you can get news articles out, if you can ring the alarm bell and sound the alarm, blow the trumpet now. I mean, I've been telling you this for several years, they're building towards it. I could see the preparation. Now, in the last year, it's been fever pitch, and it's just getting wilder and wilder and coming to a head. Where are we? April 19th. Now they're going to reintroduce McVeigh, reintroduce the domestic terrorists, and it could happen any time in the next few weeks. They may wait a few months. I mean, I think this is the crescendo right now of this orchestra piece, but it may get even higher. I don't know, but this is about as big a crescendo as I have ever seen. They're pulling out all of the stops, and you'd have to be deaf, dumb, and blind and have no historical understanding to not see how much danger we're in as a society. Now, listen. There are two articles by Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson that are absolutely vital. It is vital that both of these get out to everyone you know. Number one, this just went up in the last 15 minutes at PrisonPlanet.com. PrisonPlanet.com right now. Establishment exploits OKC bombing victims to push extremist threat propaganda. And this goes through the whole history of government-sponsored terror and how they're setting it up in the demonization program. You read this one article. You send this to somebody, and they read this five-page article full of links with all the proof, they will have a clear understanding. Another article by Kurt Nemo that came out Saturday. False flag prelude. Clinton launches demonization campaign on OK City bombing anniversary. I'm going to read it again. False flag prelude. Clinton launches demonization campaign on OK City bombing anniversary. This is a maximum red alert. Maximum red alert. Maximum red alert. Maximum red alert. Mayday. 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 There is absolutely no doubt that they have their finger on the trigger of multiple false flags, including atomic weapons in the West. They need to take over the society. They're moving on every front. They're not pulling punches. This is a full-on globalist offensive against free humanity, and they are going to fail if they don't stage a terror attack. I'm telling you, they are launching the operation. We will be right back. Stay with us. The public for massive terror attacks in the United States. Atomic, nuclear, thermonuclear. They are saying domestic groups are going to kill the police and the military while quietly demonizing police and military to the feds. This is a setup, and I hope the police and military out there are not weak-minded. How many times did I tell you over the last 8.5 years since 9/11 that the entire grid of Homeland Security was being developed for the American people to suppress us? And then Fox News and others began to introduce white Al-Qaeda, CNN, MSNBC, that, oh, yes, there's all these American people, militia groups, they're working with Al-Qaeda. Not only is Al-Qaeda fake, but saying militias are working with them is even more asinine. But this is the move. And what did I say back in 1996, 97, 98? What did I put in my first film about Oklahoma City? We know the federal government brought, under Bush, 3,000, 2,000-plus under Clinton, 5,000-plus Iraqi Republican Guard who'd been trained by the CIA in the 80s when Saddam was our ally. After the Gulf War, they brought them in. And they have been involved intimately in Oklahoma City and other events. That's in the LA Times. The FBI's reported that in the first few days. I've interviewed the local police. I've interviewed the local reporters. There's video. They were staking them out the week before it happened. They were with McVeigh. But they didn't go with that story. They like to have different stories. They were seriously thinking about saying Muslim extremists working with the American people. So they've been fashioning this idea and preparing it as a story, as an excuse to turn the military and police loose against anyone criticizing government. And now you've seen them do it. Now you've seen them move this from the back burner to the front burner, and they've got the flame up on high. Separately, domestic terrorists as big a threat as Al-Qaeda, says FBI head Robert Mueller. 15 years after the Oklahoma City bombing, the specter of domestic terrorism has returned, really, to haunt the Obama administration. Oh, but it's going to help them. Their approval rating will go up if there's a big attack. Clinton told
USA Today on Air Force One in 96 that he got his reelection because of the bombing. So 15 years after the Oklahoma City bombing, the specter of domestic terrorism has returned to haunt the Obama administration with a warning from the FBI that homegrown and lone wolf extremists now represent a serious threat as Al-Qaeda and its affiliates. So now you are Al-Qaeda, America, the American people. You are now Al-Qaeda. Now what they've been teaching the cops for 8 years secretly is out in the open because they're getting ready to go operational with this demonization program. The warning from the FBI director, Robert Mueller, came as the former President Clinton drew parallels between Oklahoma City tragedy and a recent upsurge in anti-government rhetoric. You see, it's our fault. We're not just racist, folks. We're terrorists. While American television audiences heard Tim McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomber, describe the absolute rage that drove him to plan an attack that killed 168 men, women, and children, these supposed audio tapes. Then we've got all these separate affidavits from McVeigh and Terry Nichols saying they were U.S. government agents, and McVeigh's quote, "It's going to come out the U.S. government did this." Oh, they don't want you to read that. An FBI spokesman told the Times yesterday that Mr. Mueller was referring to right-wing extremist groups and anti-government militias as well as American Islamicists in his testimony to the Senate committee that must approve an $8.3 billion budget for the FBI. Last month, federal agents arrested 9 members of the Christian militia based in Michigan. I called that out in August of last year as they were going to set them up. Calling itself the Hatari, and now it's come out, they had an audio tape saying, yeah, we may have to fight the government someday, it's out of control. And again, they bust them to create this cutout of, oh, look, they're terrorists, see, gun owners. They have been charged with plotting to murder local police with a stash of guns, knives, and grenades. And see, that whole story is, again, meant to scare cops, get them against the American people. Since the passage of President Obama's health reforms, the FBI has also made the arrest in Seattle and San Francisco after death threats were sent to Democratic senators. And see, they use that, probably real threats by idiots, to, again, create this backdrop of, oh, my gosh, the terrorists are about to strike. We've met the terrorists, and it's the American people. And they go on to say expressing dissatisfaction with the government creates terrorism. You don't criticize anything. You sit down and you shut up and you let Goldman Sachs take your pension fund. And they're going to have this fake investigation, this civil investigation, and slap a $5 million fine or something on Goldman Sachs. You can keep the trillions. One of your employees will go on probation and we'll get $5 million. There, you've been... Tell you, it is frustrating, angering to know that we've got the Pentagon getting $1.8 to $1.9 trillion a year. That's more than the entire income tax. They're running our country into complete debt. The Pentagon at the top works for the banks. They see us just like some other country they're conquering. They have designed this entire surveillance control grid. They are provocateuring and creating white supremacist groups. They're demonizing the American people. They're surveilling Tea Parties and in the Fed rallies. They're rolling U.S. troops out against Tea Parties with sound cannons. They're openly saying they want to use microwave guns on us. They're massing all this force against us. They're openly announcing they're going to take people's pension funds and give the banks even more power to rape us under the new regulatory bill. They have the Republicans come out against the bill and say it's too tough on banks, so people get fooled and think it's actually hurting the big banks. It just lets the big banks take over the local banks. It's disgusting. And it's happening now. I want to go to your phone calls. Max Kaiser's coming up. False flag prelude. Clinton launches demonization campaign on OK City bombing anniversary. Another key article up at PrisonPlanet.com. Establishment exploits OKC bombing victims to push extremist threat propaganda. It is vital that you get these articles and get them out to everyone you know now. Not tomorrow, not an hour from now, now. Now, I'm going to read these articles on air after we take some phone calls. I mean, here's another one. CFR journalist calls Tea Party talk seditious. Here's another one at InfoWars.com. Government preparing to stage domestic terror attacks. That's another key article. That's actually the Watson article on InfoWars with a different headline, because I asked Kurt to give it a headline more along the lines of the actual article. Yeah, this is the article to get out. Government preparing to stage domestic terror attack. 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 And I'm repeating that because we have seen the open psyop. For anyone tuned in, anyone aware, anyone informed, this is ridiculously obvious. We've seen all the preparation, psychological, military, physical, economic. They want to use Homeland Security and the Patriot Act against the American people. It was written for that. Read Section 802 of the Patriot Act. Read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. Read the Federal Governors Association, the Governors Council. Read the Belligerent Act in the Senate, saying that the military can direct the arrest of any U.S. citizens for any reason, for intelligence purposes, or for any reason designated by the president or his designates. And it says you can be arrested, given enhanced interrogation. That's terrorism. That's torture. That's torture. And an act of Congress is the only thing that can release you from prison. No judge, no jury, no nothing. I mean, do you understand the magnitude of what is openly going on here? They're taking over on every front. We are being criminally consolidated. We are being completely overtaken right now. They know you're angry. They knew you would get upset. They knew when they did this, you would speak out and try to take the states back peacefully, lawfully, legally, constitutional system. And so they've been quietly building and preparing terror attacks and bust to make it look like the American people are terrorists. And now they're openly saying, you criticize the government, you are seditious, you are a traitor, you are a criminal, you're going to bomb federal buildings. I mean, you think it's bad to have Democrats dressed up like Nazis and have the Congressional Black Caucus lying about being spit on and called the N-word in that staged event? That's a microcosm of the mindset of government, the Black Caucus going out in the middle of the Tea Party trying to start a fight, trying to keep black people from joining the rest of the American people, trying to keep us against each other instead of going up against the New World Order and the info war. How despicable is that? Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. The globalists will kill a million Iraqis. They'll blow a federal building up. You better believe it. This government will inject black men with syphilis in the Tuskegee experiment. You better believe they'll shoot some black people and blame it on the Tea Parties. This government, in thousands of tests, many of which killed our own troops, would spray uranium, plutonium, and nerve gas on our own troops, killing them just in drills? And you think anybody's safe? All the lies, all the criminality, look how bold they are. All these grassroots conservatives and libertarians are going, man, it's over for them in November. What do they think they're doing? Well, they've got all the bases covered. They've got the Republican leadership, who's now posing as patriots, set to go in. They've got that covered. But they are worried about real statesmen and leaders taking over the states peaceably. So they're going to blow stuff up and blame that on you, blame that on me. They're going to launch some new wars, so politically you'll shut up and do what the government says, circle the wagons because the country's at war. Only by understanding their game plan can we stop them. Only by growing up and admitting to ourselves how dire our straits are, and by getting, I mean, banner hangs on highways, calling into talk radio, starting your own websites today, doing your own YouTube videos. You don't know how, get somebody at work to show you. You need to be ranting about this. In fact, get me Rob Jacobson in here. He was sick over the weekend. And he just got back and he was asking what I wanted him to do. We're going to shoot a YouTube video that I'm going to post at the end of the show where I put out a call to arms in the info war to expose the false flag attack before they carry it out. And we may have hours, we may have days, we may have weeks. And if we get the word out, we can stop them from doing this. But all of you out there that think, boy, Obama screwed up. Boy, he's arrogant up there saying we should thank him for all the tax increases. Man, it's over for him. He's a puppet. And no, it's not over for him. Michael Savage, love him or hate him, is politically astute. And what did he say? What, back in last April? Pull up the date of that Reichstag speech for me. You can just pull it up on YouTube and get the date. I know we have it saved. Where he said, mark my words, the government is going to stage a terror attack, a Reichstag event. He's not stupid. He knows what they're going to do. He knows that when government does things that are unpopular and illegal and have got foreign banks robbing everybody, we're in a real depression, 22% unemployment. It's only getting worse. Now they're saying the stimulus didn't work. Like we told you a year and a half ago, it wasn't designed to work. It was designed to mask cash in the bank's hands, the big banks, so they could consolidate the smaller banks and shut down Main Street and then come in again and say, there will be no economic recovery if you don't do this. And that's in the news. That's another talking point. You better give us trillions more or we're going to have a depression when we've been in a depression the last 2 years. That's their one trick. Terrorism, psychological terrorism. How did they get the banker takeover bill known as the banker bailout passed? Saying there'd be blood in the streets, war in the streets, total collapse, total depression if you didn't give the banks all that power. And for 3 or 4 days, Congress refused to do it because they were having 1,000-to-1 phone calls or more. Polls showed 99% against it. And so they came out and said, we're going to have a complete and total depression. It's from March 17, 2009. They said we're going to have a complete depression, and the stock market fell by a record rate, and then the Congress panicked and did what they said. That's terrorism. Now they're saying, don't protest us or we're going to say you're white supremacist. What does that have to do with anything? It's clearly fake and false and staged. And they've got their operatives everywhere doing it. Now they're saying, I sure hope we don't need a terror attack to make these tea parties shut up. I sure hope you don't cause this tea parties by doing what Americans are supposed to do, get out and protest and demonstrate and take their state legislatures back to say no to the feds that have been hijacked by criminals. We don't have a country. You know, they tell you, oh, be patriotic, do what the federal government says. Well, number one, that's not patriotic. But this isn't even a federal government. It's a bunch of whores bought and paid for by foreign interest. This is the big assault, okay? You think 9/11 mega attack gets bigger by an order of magnitude. What's bigger than skyscrapers blowing up in front of you? Three skyscrapers blowing up in the middle of lower Manhattan. What's bigger than that? A big, fat, dirty bomb. But that may not be big enough for these people. They want a hardcore revolution. They want to get the police and military so scared, they'll go out and arrest Alex Jones and arrest other people, and Rush Limbaugh will have a heart attack, and Michael Savage will get a one-week brain tumor. They will wipe us out. They will kill us, ladies and gentlemen. They'll pull me over, shoot me up with heroin, and kill a hooker and throw me in a hotel room. That's the kind of stuff these people do. They don't play games. They've dominated the world because they're ruthless and cunning and smart and powerful. They've taken over the planet because they're the most duplicitous, bloodthirsty killers the world has ever seen. They're taking over America like they took over Russia, like they took over China. They plan to do that here. There's no doubt about it. I'm going to stop ranting and go to your phone calls here. It's just this article, government prepared to stage domestic terror attack. It's up on Infowars.com, government preparing to stage domestic terror attack. It is so important to get this article out to everyone you know now. Now! I mean, what's stopping you nationwide? You own a pool business. You own a construction business. You own a chain of restaurants. You are a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're a teacher. But I'm talking about folks who aren't just, you know, an auto mechanic going home to three kids, working 14 hours a day and too exhausted. But you should do it too. But all of you yuppies that have got time to take 25-mile bike rides on the weekend and got time to go rock climbing and got time to take your kids camping every weekend or take your kids fly fishing, hey, that's wonderful, and I wish I was doing that too. Believe me, I wish I was taking 25-mile bike rides. I wish I was mountain climbing. I wish I was camping. I wish I was driving around the country in an RV. Okay, I understand that. But there's no future and there's no time left if you don't go to a local sign store and have a 20-foot banner made. 9/11 was an inside job. Infowars.com. Or Obama's going to stage a terror attack. You know, whatever you come up with. We don't have time to screw around. You better take Fall of the Republic and Invisible Empire and Police State, The Rise of FEMA. And you better buy 1,000 blank DVDs and a big duplicator. And you better make copies and you better get it out to everybody. We got a chance to beat these people. We're kicking their butts in and they're going to blow some stuff up. You understand? That's what they do. You've seen all the preparation. It's 100% now. 100%. And the sky's the limit for these people that they're going to start pulling a bunch of stuff. Everything you've seen the last few months is the buildup. The Pentagon, Joe Stack, Hatari, the underwear bomber, every one of them staged up one side and down the other. That's just to get it in your mind, get it in your head. They've been introducing white al-Qaeda for 5 years. They're going to make their move. They're going to kill cops. They're going to blow up federal buildings. They're going to do all sorts of stuff. And we're in a red-level emergency. Now, here's the good news. Kurt Haskell and his wife, both prominent, well-to-do lawyers, are 9/11 truthers. And they know what to look for, and we've got at least half the public that questions the official story, and our people are in the federal government, they're in the military, they're in airports, they're in government facilities, they're in private sector. Our people are everywhere. And we need our people to keep your eyes open for events. And if you see suspicious-looking guys with a truck, you don't let them see you, you videotape them, you videotape their car. Because the next time the feds blow something up, they're not going to be able to confiscate all the videos. You're going to be able to upload it. That's why Obama's got cybersecurity to shut down the web when he wants, but that won't stop us. And Kurt Haskell was on that plane and saw the feds get the underwear bomber on the plane and protect him, and they tried to lie about it, and it came out a month later, it was all true. So remember that. That's the one reason the globalists may not pull the trigger. If they get enough of an NSA buzz going, and enough buzz going in the government about false flag and police officers. Look, you better be looking not for a militia person and not for an Arab, or of course they may be using people dressed up like that. You better be watching the feds. And the feds, you better be watching yourself and private intelligence agencies and private corporate mercs. Everybody. I mean, when I was driving to work today, I was watching everything. It doesn't mean that there's one chance in a million that I'm going to catch something. But I'm scanning. I'm looking. I saw a truck pulled up beside a gas station, had a bunch of pallets on it, looked like fertilizer. I pulled up and looked at it, and it wasn't fertilizer. It was concrete. Doesn't matter. I am scanning. I am looking. I am watching, and I know who to watch. And everybody else needs to be doing this right now, because the minute they blow a federal building up, you have got to burn rubber to the scene. You've got to record all the local news. You have got to have video cameras on you at all times. You have got to be watching everywhere. It's a life and death situation. And you've got to all make YouTube and other videos where you go out and do your own rant about the government preparing to stage a false flag terror attack. So there's thousands of these videos, and so it's on record that we knew what they were doing. We may be able to back them off, but right now it looks like they're committed. Bill Clinton, I just hope there doesn't have to be a terror attack to stop these Tea Parties. They're creating the hate. They're going to do it. It's their fault. Criticizing the government. It's causing a big... And they've got the internet now, Wolf. They've got the internet now, Wolf. And they're all communicating with each other. And it's bad, Wolf. I hope we don't have to do this. And Wolf, foreign operative that he is, just Mossad agent, just openly worked for the Israeli government, just nods. And I know, Clinton, I know. It's what we have to do. It's a little message for all those in the know. They're just out there in the open talking about it like we're a bunch of idiots, and we don't see exactly what they're talking about.
I'm real sad about it. I hope it doesn't have to happen, Wolf, before these people stop what they're doing. I didn't have sex with that woman either. Boy, let me bite my bottom lip. I'm so concerned right now.
It's making me nauseated just thinking about him. So there's the telegraphed message. They're getting ready. They're getting ready right now. They probably got their hands on the plungers. They're getting ready right now. Because they got to shut up the American people. I got news for you, globalists. I know you've got your psych warfare chiefs and experts looking over it. A lot of your insiders are telling you that this isn't going to go the way you think. That's why they've been demonizing 9/11 truth so hard the last 2 years, more than before, because they've got to demonize anybody who talks about terror being government 9 times out of 10. And they've also been linking 9/11 truth to terrorism, which is asinine. We're exposing that it is the government, or elements of the government, or private intelligence groups, corporate merc groups. And so we've got a chance to stop them if we get the word out. But you can see them. They're doing everything they can 24/7 on all fronts, getting ready, getting ready, getting ready. Are you ready? And what are you doing to stop them? What are you doing to get the word out?
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency.
Carry rallies all over the country, including in front of the White House today. The globalists can't stand to see the people standing up and saying we're not slaves. Their anti-gun movement is in trouble. Their carbon tax movement is in trouble. Their wars are in trouble. The banks robbing the people are in deep trouble. So they've got to stage terror attacks to play the part of victims and scare the more timid souls out there into serving their new world order and crouching down and licking the hand that feeds them, that binds them in chains. All right, let's go to your calls. I'm going to take a ton of calls all the way to the bottom of the next hour. Then I got a bunch of other news on Goldman Sachs, the banking takeover, the environmental, all of it. It's all coming up. And then Max Kaiser. Robert in South Carolina, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks, Alex. The idea that I came up with was compiling a Facebook of the new world order. They've been so busy with all that they're doing, they've forgotten to let us know who they are and exactly what they're doing. I think it would be helpful to be able to express our concern with all of that.
Well, we know who the globalists are. It's the top banking heads. It's the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. It's less than 50 big families. At the top of the capstones, Microsoft, companies like IBM.
I understand that, but I mean specifically who they are and what their phone number would be, what their address is, what vehicle they drive, all that different type of thing, because they live in ivory towers, somewhat insulated from normal everyday people, but they mix with us and they come in and out, and people are unaware that the person they may be on the soccer field with is actually in cahoots to help eliminate them, their children.
Well,
they are
afraid. They are afraid of that. And I think what We Are Change and others have done, the Tea Parties have done, the real Tea Parties that have been around for almost 4 years, not the new Sarah Palin party that they say has been around for 1 year, and the news gives the birth date every day on every channel to tell you that the Republicans founded it and run it. Everywhere Al Gore goes, he's being hounded. Everywhere Bill Clinton goes. Karl Rove is going to be at UT tonight. In fact, can I have that article? And I know a lot of people are going to be there to ask him serious questions. I hope it's civil. I hope people get up to the microphone. I hope they take questions. So everywhere they go, they're being hounded, and their minions are being hounded. But the globalists are being identified, and we are documenting who they are. I mean, in Obama deception and in Endgame, we show Bilderberg Group members arriving and their names, and we've published Bilderberg Group list. It doesn't get any more elite than that. Karl Rove to speak at UT Austin Monday evening. Former White House Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove will give a lecture at the University of Texas tonight. Rove is expected to talk about his time at the White House as former President George W. Bush's top political advisor. Rove will also share his analysis of issues in the nation currently facing, including health care, the economy, and protection of individual liberties. See,
Now that they're out of power, here's another one. George W. Bush Institute and Freedom House to convene freedom activists, human rights, and internet experts to assess global cyber dissident movement. So Bush helped set up cybersecurity. Obama's continuing it. Karl Rove helped push the big police state. And now they're posing as the protectors of our liberty. That way, when they get back in power, they can continue to butcher it. Just like Obama stood up as a protector of liberty against torture, the Patriot Act, and all this when he was out of power. When he got into power, it's just totally sick how they double team us. But I appreciate your call, Robert. We're going to come back in 70 seconds and talk to Ron, Kevin, Curtis, Joe, and others. But I certainly hope everybody gets down there tonight to UT. I need to look up. It says the event is free and open to the public. So we need all the patriots to get there early. All the patriots need to show up at 5:30, 6 o'clock, and get the best seats on the front row.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Thank you so much for joining us. Open phones right now. The government clearly is preparing to frame the American people for terror attacks. That's 100% clear. They're saying the biggest threat now is domestic groups. This is how they want to shut down political dissent in this country. We're taking your calls. I'm going to get into the banking takeover part two and a lot more in this hour. But right now, let's talk to Ron in Texas. Ron, you're on the air.
Alex, thank you. I want to call attention to all the people in Nevada to be very vigilant in what's going on within the next 3 months, because it's going to happen. It may be a nuke, it may not, but it's going to happen in Nevada.
I'm going to get into that. I mean, the feds were going to have a secret, unannounced nuke attack in multiple areas of Nevada, especially Las Vegas. And then that got out of a city website. Now FEMA's ordering websites to take it down.
And the publicintelligence.net is the website where those documents were leaked. There's also the NLE-10 training manual, which I sent to you on your show tips.
Yes, sir. We posted it last week and again yesterday with articles up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Yeah, but it's going to break everything down. The possibility that I see, it's not going to be probably in a highly populated area. It's going to be more toward the what they consider the Shoshone, Western Shoshone area, where there was actually historically nuclear testing done there. But they're going to try and relate that possibly to some sort of in south of the border insurgency of a improvised nuclear device. That's what IND is in those documents.
That's right. They have been hyping that nukes are being brought across in Nevada and Arizona for a long time. And now we learn secret FEMA documents of a drill of improvised nuclear device going off there. And now FEMA's freaking out, saying get these NLE-010 off everybody's websites, and even trying to tell Christian Science Monitor and others not to talk about it. So they're definitely upset for a reason, and this fits into, right on time, Obama's fear-mongering about the number one threat being a nuke attack by a terror group inside the U.S., and the FBI says that could be a domestic group. I mean, how much more cut and dry does this have to get?
I don't know, Alex. It's so obvious, because what happened today 15 years ago was my 9/11. I was there on the ground, and I helped pull those 19 children out. So seeing this is just too obvious for people to miss. We can't get sidetracked. We need to respond to the red alert and let everybody know what's going on.
Tell folks what you were doing 15 years ago in Oklahoma City.
I was working as clearing out the rubble and doing search and rescue.
And, of course, they killed some police officers and others that exposed it was an inside job who were there that day, like Terrence Yakey. And, of course, the BATF showed up seconds after in their full bomb gear telling medics to put bandages on them for non-existent wounds and that they'd been on the ninth floor. Did you hear any of that buzz at the time?
Yes, I did, actually.
What about the bombs being removed on the local news?
Those were not defused. They were still fused. But what happened was when the initial blast that was set off. You had the truck and then that second one right after it. They were almost consecutive. It basically rendered the other two devices useless. They didn't do it right. This was a lesson learned for them to go on into what happened in 9/11. And now what's happening into 9/11 is also being AAR'd into what's going to happen probably within the next 3 months.
I mean, did you work in law enforcement or were you a medical person?
No, I was actually a member of the Oklahoma National Guard at that time. My job was demolitions and explosions.
Well, I've interviewed police officers. I've interviewed the foreman of the grand jury. I mean, all this is on record. It was on the local news, the unexploded bombs, columns further back blown out. Ron, when we come back, tell folks as a member of the Oklahoma Guard at the time what you witnessed inside the building, okay?
Okay.
Stay there, Ron. And we'll go to Kevin, Curtis, Joe, Rocco.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the Revolutionary War against the British got kicked off on April 19th. And the feds torched the Waco women and children and men on April 19th. A couple years later, they blew up the Oklahoma City building on April 19th. And it's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design, 1997, 13 years ago. It's in Road to Tyranny. It has the most detailed 45 minutes of that three-hour film. The eyewitnesses, I've interviewed the grand jurors, the foreman of the grand jury, police officers, FBI agents, lawyers involved, federal affidavits, McVeigh being U.S. government, Terry Nichols being U.S. government, sworn affidavits. It's even been in mainstream newspapers. Iraqi Republican Guard brought in by U.S. intelligence who'd been trained in the 80s by the CIA were involved. That way they had a fallback group of patsies. They didn't go with that story. Of domestic extremists supposedly working with Iraqis. Now they're pushing it all again, saying not a question of if but when, because the Tea Parties are criticizing the government, we are racist who hate black people, and we're going to blow things up. Total setup. They've been caught dressed up like Nazis, and it goes a lot further than that. And so everything Ron was saying, he was saying that he was a caller. Ron from Texas was saying he was Oklahoma National Guard at the time and was in there, and they were dismantling the bombs that didn't detonate and pulling out the survivors. But that's all on the local news. The governor, before he'd been tipped to shut up, you know, well, there they are removing the other bombs, and columns in the back were blown out the furthest away from the Ryder truck. Columns right in front of the Ryder truck weren't blown. They had blast points. The former head of Air Force Weapons Development went there, gave press conferences, said, look at these video stills, these photos. These are blast points blown off at an angle. Then they used Controlled Demolition Incorporated to blow up the rest of the building and then take it to a landfill. They mixed concrete in with it and have armed guards there guarding it to this day, even though it's 10 feet under the ground. And that was done to blame the American people and say, you're not going to have states' rights. You're not going to have a move to nullify what the feds are doing. You're not going to say no to the UN taking over our national parks and the assault weapons ban. No. You criticize us, you're terrorists. So Ron from Texas, everything you were saying checked out from all the witnesses that we've interviewed by name. And, of course, we cover that in the films. But that's why history's important, folks. That's why Road to Tyranny is so important. But Ron, tell folks what you saw when you got there, what you witnessed.
What I witnessed was that side of the Merrill Federal Building was completely blown out. There was no possible way that was a Ryder truck caused by itself. You could, anybody with my experience with demolitions from the Army.
Well, pieces of the building were blown the opposite direction through the Ryder truck onto the roof of another building across the street.
Exactly. And the way the rubble went across the street, the Ryder truck, if it had gone off, it had pushed everything forward into the building. But everything was outside, into the street, covered up exactly, you know, approximately where the Ryder truck was at. Some of the pieces of the Ryder truck were covered into that rubble. They ended up, if I remember right, the news report said they got a VIN number off of the rear axle of the truck. the VIN number could have been pulled off of any body piece that they'd gotten off that truck. It necessarily couldn't have been the rear axle. The rear axle would have been demolished if that when that truck went off, just because of where the explosives in the truck were placed.
And, of course, the seismographs picked up the two explosions. The eyewitnesses saw the ATF show up seconds after in full gear, saying they'd been on the ninth floor. The ninth floor was gone. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, and the reaction of the bomb techs that were coming out there were quick. I mean, it was almost as if, like when the Joe Stack incident happened, you know, you had the emergency response crews already right there for some odd reason, you know. And
so what were people saying on the ground that day? Because we know police officers and others went public and said this was an inside job, and then they got murdered.
Well, I can tell you that some of the survivors we talked to, they were just totally disoriented. They had no idea what it was or what happened. There was a few of them that said they seen a truck pull up, stop, and some guys got out. There were others that were further into the office that really didn't see anything, were just there and just happened to be caught in an explosion. But at that point in time, nobody really came out and said anything that I talked to that they thought it was an inside job that I talked to personally. They didn't mention anything about that. They were more concerned about other people.
No, I'm saying after the fact, when you're going through the rubble, you talked about other devices in the buildings.
Mm-hmm. Now, going through the rubble, they were concerned. They didn't want us to go in right away because he was a federal law enforcement. It's been a while since it's happened, so it's hard to remember. But they didn't want us to go in right away because they were telling us that there was a possible secondary device.
Yeah, that was on the news. They said no one's allowed to go in because of secondary devices. Then it shows the bomb squad pull in, and the governor says they've removed at least three other devices. I mean, that's all on television when it happened. Then, of course, you have all the, 16 video cameras from the YMCA and from a credit union and from other facilities. The feds all seized those. And FBI agents told the LA Times about a year later that, yes, it showed John Doe number 2, but they were told to shut up, and they declared national security on all those videos. Now they claim all the cameras malfunctioned or having their tapes changed that day. So just another incredible example of cover-ups.
Exactly. But I really wanted to bring this out because what is starting to come up within the next 3 months is going to end up being the same way. Because 9/11 and what happened 15 years ago were very obvious to those of us that have been awoke and seen everything and know what's going on, know how to read between the lines of everything that's being told. With my experience from being in the military as a demolitions expert, if this was to go into a nuclear false flag, it's going to be within a kiloton, no more than probably a 10 kiloton blast. Anything larger than that would not constitute an improvised nuclear device. We actually had in our arsenal at one time a W-54 warhead, which was nicknamed the Davy Crockett, and it yielded between 1 and 10 kilotons, which compared to a megaton blast, that's, you know, significantly small, which could be a right-size blast for something of this type.
Yeah, the Davy Crockett looks like a rocket launcher, and it's mounted on a tripod, and two guys, a two-man team, can move it and use it, and it was supposedly designed in case the Russians poured across from Eastern Europe into Western Europe. It's something that overwhelmed ground forces would use to stop major armor divisions from overrunning their positions. We know there's a lot of other suitcase nuke-type devices that have been developed, and I'm going to cover this after we take some more calls later in the hour before Max Keiser joins us. But we have up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and it's in Paul Watson's article, Establishment Exploits OKC Bombing victims to push extremist threat propaganda. Why are you so concerned about NLE-010, the secret FEMA drill that the documents have now leaked? Mainstream news has it. FEMA admits that these are real documents where they're planning in Nevada multiple unannounced improvised nuclear device detonations. We know they use drills to cover their operations in case other groups of government that are surveilling them, thinking they're terrorists, catch them. They say it's only part of a drill. Why are you so concerned about this?
Basically because what happened at Oklahoma City, there were FEMA agents there, and they were photographing and taking notes. And my understanding, too, if you look back at what was going on at the time with the states wanting to bring up their state sovereignty and everything in 95 when Clinton was president, and now with the movement that's going on now, everything is just coinciding with each other, and it's almost an exact duplicate of what happened 15 years ago as far as the political ground.
And remember, 15 years ago, 16 years ago, they had the same lead-up, almost identical propaganda. They're following a blueprint, and there's no doubt they are strongly considering setting off a nuke, blaming it on Iran or domestic groups, or bombing federal buildings, blaming it on domestics, setting off a nuke, and blaming it on Iran.
Yep. And with what you reported yesterday about what was going on in West Texas, that even more adds to the fact that, okay, this could be the scenario for this to go off on, where they came up through Mexico, they didn't get everybody, the nuke got through somehow, and it went off.
And that's what the CIA has been promoting through alternative news websites and different private intelligence groups, that this is going to happen. Can you imagine the power that this fear-mongering and this event will give the globalists to come after the American people if they do set a nuke off?
It's mind-boggling, Alex, what this is going to end up. I mean, we've got Presidential Directive 51, which will allow him to declare national disaster and implement the arm of FEMA. And from there, it'll just go downhill.
And in the last 2 years, they've gotten the grid in to take down the web, either entirely or selectively. They've got their full system in place right now for the first time ever. And it appears that they are moving right now. In fact, it's crystal clear this is what's happening. Sir, I appreciate your call. We're going to come back with Kevin, Curtis, Joe, Rocco, and others. I'm Alex Jones. We'll get into NLE-010 and the false flag nuke attack after we take some more calls. He put it very succinctly. It's an almost exact replay of 93, 94, 95. The pre-programming, the demonization of the American people, the demonization of gun owners, ahead of a terror attack. And going back and looking over what happened, the Patriots were warning at the time they were being set up. And McVeigh went all over the country. He went to Waco. He went to militia groups. He went to gun shows so they could tie him into that at the time. They're going to do the exact same thing again. This is guaranteed. I hope listeners understand how real this is, and we've got to get the word out. As Bill Clinton said on Wolf Blitzer, these conspiracy theorists weren't this powerful in 95, though. See, they're very concerned that we now are challenging them, and the people listen to us and not to them. And so they're probably going to go ahead and launch their attack. I would tell the globalists not to do it, but this is what they do. They hate the American people. They hate our rights. They hate our freedom. Why did Al-Qaeda attack us? Because they're CIA and they hate our freedom. It's true. Let's talk to Kevin in Maryland. Kevin, you're on the air.
Alex, you asked the question about what are we doing to fulfill our part in spreading the message. And I used to work for a defense contractor here in Baltimore. When I woke up about 2 years ago, I quit my job and I started playing music. And I drive around city to city, handing out your DVDs and your information and speaking to people. This last weekend, we had two shows in New Jersey. I wasn't able to hand out one DVD on Friday night because everybody in the audience either owned your DVD or had already seen it. The next day, we drove to Philadelphia to promote for our next show on Saturday. when we got there, there was a tea party at Independence Hall. We walked around. We talked to young black guys, old grandmas. Most of the people there had heard of InfoWars, had seen the DVDs, or were very receptive to it. That night, we went and played our show in New Jersey. Sure enough, the lead singer of the first band that was on stage had an End the Fed t-shirt, InfoWars.com. They were handing out stickers. And I just want to tell the people, give them some insight of how many people are truly awake out there. It gave me a lot of hope. And I think everybody that's listening to you, it doesn't stop there. They need to go out and they need to talk about it. They need to do exactly what we're doing. Spread the DVDs, because now the responsibility is on us to get the word out in the underground.
And now the people are ready to be awakened. Now the people don't trust the government. You know, that headline last week that the news covered, it's popular now to hate the government. Ron Paul now is in a dead heat with Obama in multiple national polls. He's winning or coming in second place in all the big Republican straw polls. The system is scared, so they're going to stage something to try to blame it on us. And so now is the time to get the word out like never before. And yes, we've had a giant impact, but we have to now leverage that impact and accelerate that impact, because the controllers know we're turning the tide. They know that if things continue peacefully, we're going to be able to fix things and take our country back at the state level. And every day that passes, true Americans get in a better position. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Kevin. Very exciting. You know, I also hear the media keep saying there's not a lot of black people at these tea parties. There's not a lot of black people. Well, I go watch the videos, and you might see 5% of the crowd is black. Maybe 6% on average. And maybe another 5-6% is Hispanic. And that's only about half, you know, demographically, half of the Hispanics, half of the blacks that should be there. But I'll tell you this. I've been to city councils all over the country giving speeches. I've been at state houses in Texas and several other states giving speeches on other issues over the last 14 years. And it's almost always mainly white people. And predominantly you'll see more Hispanics there than you see black people per their population level. What are Hispanics? 15-16% of the population growing. Blacks are 12%. White people, for whatever reason, maybe because statistically they're more middle class, at least in the past they were. That's not the case anymore. I've seen the national numbers. Everybody's becoming poor. You know, that's this New World Order. That's NAFTA and GATT. So basically, everyone's being lowered, not raised. But that's another reason you do see mainly white people, is because historically, for whatever reason, a lot of times blacks and Hispanics are intimidated by police because they've been beaten. Going back to the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s, for whatever reason, statistically, police for whatever reason feel like it's open season on blacks or Hispanics in some cases, even more than whites. Cops sometimes think, I guess, whites are more middle class, might be able to sue them. But that's another reason. But the biggest reason you're not seeing the numbers of blacks we should be seeing at these events is the media for over a year has been saying it's a bunch of Ku Klux Klan members at tea parties trying to scare blacks from coming. And that's the divide and conquer. And it is just absolutely, totally, and completely despicable as they try to keep us away from each other. But it's not going to work any longer. That's why the feds have created all these Klan groups and white supremacist groups to try to own the anti-establishment movement.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along.
All right, I'm going to go back to your calls here in a moment, but I want to just give you an overview here.
Before the Beatles.
Instead of just desperately sitting up here screaming and yelling and warning people. I mean, we know it's coming. We've seen it before. We know their blueprint. We know their MO. We know how they operate. I'm here knowing that offshore banks that run our country are going to stage terror attacks and blame it on the American people. I'm an American. I love the Republic. I love this country. And I'm so sick of the propagandist up there saying, oh, if you say the government stages terror, you're not a patriot. look at all the criminal things the government's done. It's been caught staging terror. It's been caught planning terror. It's in Army manuals how to stage terror. This is what they do, and they're doing it here domestically. And it's bigger than Obama. It's the people that control him. And they're playing the exact same script that they ran in the early 1990s leading up to 1995, 15 years ago today. Now, separately, up on Infowars.com, we have this article from Public Intelligence. Why is FEMA trying to cover up NLE 10? Now, what was NLE 09? We covered this yesterday. You just type NLE, NLE 09, and the first link's FEMA. This was not secret. It was with troops and governments from 14 nations, including Australia, Mexico, Canada, the United Kingdom. And they did drills working with local police, the feds, and foreign merc groups to take on the American people. And they have a lot of these drills that are secret. Some are in plain view to condition the public, to train the public to accept total federalization. Now, along comes NLE 010. And FEMA, a local county out in Nevada, as well as a city, posted NLE 010 on their website, thinking it wasn't secret. And FEMA came to them and said, remove it. Now they're contacting the media, saying you need to remove this information. What does the information say? You can go read it right now. The FEMA document, 10 pages. It says they're going to stage unannounced simulated improvised nuclear device attacks in Nevada. And the issue here is they are all over the place trying to shut this up. They do not want this in the news. Here's just one news outfit that was contacted. Public Intelligence has received a request from FEMA to remove for official use only document regarding the National Level Exercise 2010, NLE 010, which was scheduled for this coming May. The exercise was to be based on National Planning Scenario 1, which simulates a nuclear detonation in a U.S. city. However, recent political pressure has led to the exercise being scaled back. Yeah, they were going. This was a secret operation. It may have been just a drill, or they may have staged the nuke attack. And then if anybody tried to investigate federal involvement, they just said, oh, yeah, we just so happened to be running a drill at the exact same place, exact same time. They were running drills in Mumbai, India, when they ran the attack. They were running drills in 7-7 in London in 2005. They were running drills on 9-11. They were running drills in Oklahoma City. That had come out at the time. They denied it. Now it's been declassified. The FBI counterterrorism chiefs were there in Oklahoma City for a full week. That's mainstream news. That's all in Watson's new article that's out today. So, in fact, just get Tarpley back on tomorrow. He's one of the best at explaining how they use dupes, how they use patsies, and why they use drills. They also use the drill funding many times to fund the actual terror attack. You understand how that works? So they do the same thing. They have handbooks. They drill this over and over again. And they also run the drills. So again, the NSA, Army Intelligence, Naval Intelligence, InfoPol 9, Echelon, all these systems pick up the chatter. And so not only have they bust operatives getting ready to launch the attack, they can say it's part of a drill, stand down. But also it creates so much chatter that when they're running the real attack, they can just tell the NSA, oh, no, stand down. That's just part of a drill. Take NORAD on 9/11. The tapes have been released by the FAA being told, stand down at NORAD. It's just part of a drill. And the FAA air traffic controllers are on the line with NORAD going, but there's real attacks going on. I've got simulations overlaid with the real attack. What is going on here? I've never seen drills like this during real life. I mean, we know. So you get a secret FEMA drill of nukes going off, and notice you've got Obama at the same time the last 2 weeks saying the number one threat is nukes going off in the U.S. Domestic groups are now as big a threat as Al-Qaeda. They're working with Al-Qaeda. They're the evil Tea Parties. They want to nuke us. Yeah, the Tea Parties now want to nuke America. I mean, and we're all wearing Nazi underwear, okay? I mean, how asinine and clear does this have to get for people? I mean, I told you a month ago they had people dressed up like Nazis. Now it's in the AP. You think they just stop with having people dress up like Nazis to go to our rallies? You think they're just going to stop there? No, they don't stop there. They run the white supremacist groups. They run the black supremacist groups. They run the Muslim extremist groups. Makes me sick. Public intelligence has received a request from FEMA to remove for official use only document regarding the National Level Exercise 2010 NLE 10, which was scheduled for this coming May. The exercise was to be based on a national planning scenario 1, which simulates a nuclear detonation in a U.S. city. However, recent political pressure has led to the exercise being scaled back, according to the Washington Post, Christian Science Monitor. There's links to those. And a variety of other publications. At the behest of Senator Harry Reid, the exercise in Nevada's events have reportedly been canceled, and the FEMA website now shows no mention of NLE 10. On top of this, the Obama administration has recently been emphasizing the threat of a domestic nuclear attack. President Obama's remarks at the Nuclear Security Summit on April 13, 2010 emphasized that the threat of terrorists using nuclear weapons inside major metropolitan cities is one of the greatest threats that the world faces. So, see, the Cold War is over for them, folks, so they've decided a new enemy. It's called gun-owning Americans. You like that? The whole Pentagon now aimed at you. And as soon as you get out of the military, they're now putting codes on driver's license nationwide under the Real ID Act that tell them that you're a veteran or a gun owner. And I got an email about this. In fact, it's here in my stack. I'm trying to dig it out. I got an email about this a few days ago, and I went and looked it up and confirmed most states it's secret. But in Ohio, they put it right on the driver's license. And it was supposedly where troops would opt in or veterans, but now they already know you're a vet, and people are asking, vets are calling up saying, why does it say I'm a vet on my driver's license? That's like wearing a yellow star, but they tell you it's a benefit. Oh, no, it's marking people. I'll dig it out. It's in one of my stacks here. I can't keep track of it all anymore. And it just gets more and more insane. You can just Google military logo on Ohio driver's license, and you'll pull it up. And they're going to the Veterans of Foreign Wars outfits and making them register 100-year-old rifles and handguns, 150-year-old cannons. They're putting a list of gun owners on federal list. It's just unbelievable. So you've got FEMA trying to cover up NLE 10. And you read the FEMA document. Nathan Rogers, National Exercise Division, DHS FEMA Headquarters, National Level Exercise 10, NLE 10, Exercise Overview for Official Use Only. And it says, reflective of past exercise lessons learned, pertaining to nuclear scenarios, that's on page 2. Campaign of events. Talks about 2 no-notice, near-simultaneous IND detonations. So it doesn't even say simulated. It says 2 no-notice, near-simultaneous IND detonations, improvised nuclear device. Credible threat to the NCR leading to Eagle Horizon component. Man, we're in trouble. And then it gives the dates they're going to run all these. May 1st through May 9th is the first wave. Then late June, around the 20th. Then September 11th, they have a drill September 11th. And they have another drill on November 3rd. And they have more drills in the middle of November. It just has marks on the calendar. Doesn't give specific dates. That was 09, excuse me. Let me give you the drill dates this year. They've got them in April 22nd, May 8th through May 9th. This is 2010. And then late May, around the 22nd. And then another one around June 20th, June 18th. And then another one around June 27th. And then another in late July. And it runs out at August. So sick of living in a country run by psycho terrorists who've stolen trillions of dollars, do whatever they want, and think of us as their slaves and just commit all these crimes. And then we're the bad guys because we know what they're doing. We understand their game plan. Let's talk to Curtis in Montana. Curtis, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I live over here in a small town in eastern Montana, probably about 5,000 people. And the nearest town to ours is about 70 miles away in any direction, and about 10,000 people. We have a small airport here. You can't land jets, only airplanes, you know. Well, anyway, about 2 weeks ago, we started seeing, you know, you see about one jet trail a week here. Well, about 2 weeks ago, I get up and it's sunny out, blue skies. I start seeing all these jet trails going back and forth in the sky, and they're getting real wide and kind of going together. So
weather modification chemtrailing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I get on the internet.
It's been declassified. The White House admits they're doing it, but no one ever goes and looks at all the admissions. They only pass around theories.
Yeah, well, it's definitely strange, like I said, for this area. And I couldn't. So anyway, I get up Saturday this week, totally blue sky. I get up, I see the same thing. I mean, there's so many jet trails across the sky, I couldn't count them. So I get my wife up, and because I thought maybe I was being paranoid. Mm-hmm. Get my wife up, and she looks at it, you know, and she doesn't, I don't know about any of this. And she was, you know, she thought that was extremely strange. But then, it's cloudy for half a day, and then, they go away. They stuck around 4 or 5 hours.
I hear you, Curtis. I appreciate your call. You know, I'm really trying to take calls on the nuke attack and on them demonizing the Patriot movement and Clinton saying he sure hopes another Oklahoma City doesn't happen to shut us up. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I think we've lost the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, and the Civil War because I see no difference between 1775 and now. I mean, we've got a central bank, central owns our tollways, we have secret king courts, we've made government the sovereign instead of us. But I have a July 4th contest idea, a what 1776 really means. I think we really have to take back Independence Day. We have to take this serious because I'm serious. The British are here. I mean, it's almost to hell. I mean, what did we fight the Revolutionary War for? What are we going to
Well, for the left? Modicum of private property rights we got that's now being eroded, Joe, I appreciate your call. By the way, I forgot to cover this, but this was in, I think, the Statesman last week. Well, you guys Google it. Stimulus money going to toll roads. And so you pay stimulus money. They then come in to existing roads and turn them into toll roads and pay the toll road company to repave the roads. So, again, you're paying to have your toll roads, to have your roads turn into toll roads. That's what I mean. I can't even keep track of the illegalness of this. And the article went on to admit there's a federal law against that, but they don't care. It's just criminals at every level robbing and looting everything. And they're all getting away with it, so why not go 10 times more crazy? Why not just take everybody's pension funds? Why not just blow some stuff up and blame it on the people when they complain? It's very elementary. Rocco in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I had a question about 9/11 relevant to the current situation. The plane that was shot down in Shanksville, that was supposed to hit the Capitol, right?
Well, it was going for that or Building 7. It could have gone either place.
If it hit the Capitol, were they planning coast-to-coast martial law?
Absolutely. That's why 2 days before AP reported that Jeb Bush had prematurely declared for the first time martial law in Florida ahead of a national disaster.
Okay. In this scenario, it seems like if they go with, you know, 5 or 10 kiloton nukes, it hits 3 or 4 cities. It seems to me they'd have to lock down the country region by region, because even the people that are asleep, if, let's say, there's an attack in Illinois only, why would the people in Texas accept martial law? So, you know, what's your thoughts? I don't think they could do coast to coast.
Well, no. They'll start shutting down internet freedom. They'll start arresting some of the people they want to. They'll launch a new war against Iran, and it'll just be a further process. We're already under martial law when they secretly arrest citizens, when they have FEMA camps, when they have cameras everywhere, federalized police, when foreign troops are in here doing drills at the G20. The banker owners come in and they attack old ladies with police dogs for no reason. We're under martial law now. It's what increment of martial law? And this will take us to the next level.
Go hot. In other words, to say, okay, everybody has to hand their guns in. It seems like they'd have to do that region by region to get compliance.
Well, it's going to be, again, they're going to phase that in with more police being attacked. Blaming it on the American people, provocateuring some real events. It's a process, but imagine they could go completely hot overnight with nukes going off. And they've been drilling for it and preparing for it. And then they just shut off the economy for a few months. People start starving in the streets. There's a total economic depression. The banks take over the economy even more and then play the part of the saviors. But yes, they're looking at it right now. They probably already got their nukes in place. We'll be right back.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad,
domestic terrorist, as big a threat as Al-Qaeda, says FBI head Robert Mueller, citing the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. Veterans, returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, land rights groups, anti-abortion advocates, anti-Federal Reserve groups. You don't like Goldman Sachs running all the regulatory positions, robbing you? You're a terrorist. And Bill Clinton sure hopes there doesn't need to be an attack to make you shut up. Who stands to gain from that attack? Who's been propagandizing about this attack? Producing for April, they told me April, the two I talked to, then I discovered the others were doing it, for late April into May. And now you see it. They've been producing this for a year. They've been given the word to get ready for this propaganda operation. This is staged. We know this is staged, period. That's why it's more important than ever that we educate people. When we talk about the films, your purchase of the videos also funds our operation here so we can continue our work and hopefully expand. I want to thank all those that have become PrisonPlanet.tv members. I want to thank all those that have ordered the documentary films. We're now been shipping out for a week plus, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. It's getting great reviews. Shows people who the real government is, the criminal and legitimate government, how they operate. And coming out Wednesday at PrisonPlanet.tv and start shipping tomorrow, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, the camps, the shadow government, how it operates, how they stage terror, what happened at the G20. It's all covered in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. It hits in 48 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv. Order the highest quality DVD that has all the expanded extras on it. Get it. Make copies. It's over 3 hours of material total. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Infowars.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Get Invisible Empire. Get Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Get them out to everyone. Get Fall the Republic. It gives people the full spectrum analysis of what we're dealing with here. I mean, this isn't even a radio show, folks. I joke around and have some fun in the past because I do this 4 hours a day, but it's not fun. It's not a joke. It's not a game. It's the real world. We are in so much trouble. We have such an illegitimate, criminal, out-of-control, supposed federal government, openly run and hijacked by private roundtable groups, offshore banks. I mean, it is so horrible. they are just looting the daylights out of us. We're in a depression. They're stalling that news going out while they get their new wars going and their police state grid in place. And it's just all coming together. The takeover of the environment, the takeover of industry, the takeover of the internet, the takeover of the auto industry, the takeover of the states, the takeover of the local police, the takeover of everything. And we're standing up and saying it's illegitimate, it's illegal, it's wrong, it's bad. Prosecute the bankers, get America back. And they're saying, oh, you're racist that are going to blow up buildings. I mean, how much more obvious does it have to get of how much trouble we're in? That's the only card they can play is false flag terrorism. I've been warning you about this because I know their game plan, and now you're living it. You're seeing it. You'd have to be dumber than a box of rocks to not realize what is happening right now. You'd have to be living on Pluto to not see what's going on and how disgusting Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and the neocons are. They're all in it together, ladies and gentlemen, and it's disgusting. This is serious. Max Keiser, your phone call straight ahead.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Max Keiser is our guest. He has two different international television programs on RT and Press TV. He is a TV presenter, radio host, entrepreneur, broadcaster, and journalist. He is the inventor of the virtual specialist technology, prediction markets, Hollywood Stock Exchange, and much more. He is the presenter of Oracle with BBC. He's just Al Jazeera, Huffington Post, you name it. And we appreciate him joining us, former Wall Street broker. You know, he's been saying for years that Goldman Sachs is engineering financial collapse to consolidate and destroy their competition. Now that is mainstream news. Here's the London Guardian. Now we know the truth. The financial meltdown wasn't a mistake. It was a con. And we have record bonuses now to be paid to Goldman Sachs. Just in England, £3.5 billion. And of course, you notice the inner group, JP Morgan Chase, and other groups that own the private Federal Reserve holding company, they're all making record profits while hoarding all the bailout money. And why has the SEC indicted Goldman Sachs, some of their members, civilly? Well, they'll probably give them a $5 million fine and slap them on the wrist and give somebody probation for the trillions that have been stolen. But joining us is Max Keiser to discuss this. We'll also get into the FBI saying the number one threat is us, the American people. Bill Clinton says, you know, if the Tea Parties don't shut up, people don't criticizing Wall Street, that a terror attack is going to happen and it's our fault. I mean, they're out in the open, folks, getting ready to stage terror attacks here. And we'll take your calls on that subject. Max Keiser, good to have you here with us.
Yeah, Alex Jones, it's always a pleasure.
Well, I tell you, things are getting crazy. Let's get into Goldman Sachs and financial terrorism.
Right. Well, as you point out, I've been talking about this for a number of years. Basically, they have been involved, as have other Wall Street banks, in setting up banks to fail because they can profit on the failure. So just like we've talked about before about Building 7, during the 9/11 incident, there were many options traders that made a lot of money because the Building 7 collapsed. Now, here's Goldman Sachs, same thing. They create a fund, they create bonds that they build to collapse, that they rig with financial dynamite so that it collapses, and they make money on the collapse. It's financial terrorism. It's a controlled demolition. That's how they make a lot of their money. That's how they make most of their money.
Well, there's no doubt that the stimulus has run out, and now they're saying, okay, maybe it is a depression. We need more money. Obama's new regulation package allows the top banks and brokerage firms to, through their regulators that they control, to basically feed other smaller regional healthy banks into their maw, and a tax on smaller institutions that's paid through bailout money to them. I mean, this is, we've got Gordon Brown calling for a world government of and for and by the banks. I mean, it's just getting crazy.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Lloyd Blankfein, the CEO of Goldman Sachs, of course, famously said that he was doing God's work when he and his cohorts are creating all of these problems for everybody and creating blackmail situations and extortion to get their buddy Hank Paulson to extort $700 billion, if you recall, back there at the end of 2008 in front of Congress. But apparently he's angered the gods because now in Iceland the volcano is blowing up. And it's what's remarkable, Alex, is that this is similar, almost exactly what happened during the French Revolution. Actually, the French Revolution started when a volcano in Iceland blew up. It caused global problems with agriculture. And this was the what set in
You know what? You know what? I mean, it's like a comet being a portent of doom. It's like God was showing people with the earth freezing solid, basically, right as they tried to pass their global warming takeover. Now you're right. I'd forgotten that historically. Mega volcano shrouding Europe in dust. Stay there.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the first 2 hours were dedicated to the fact that it's 100% the military-industrial complex that controls both parties is going to stage a terror attack to blame it on people that want to end the Fed, people that want to audit the Fed, that want to arrest the people that run Goldman Sachs, that controlled all the regulatory positions, and aren't just ripping our country off. They're ripping off countries from Chile to New Zealand to Greece to Iceland. And they've been building this propaganda up. They claim the Tea Parties are right-wing. It becomes a self-fulfilling Republican prophecy. Then they began demonizing those when polls show 40% of the Tea Parties are Democrats and independents. It's divide and conquer. Oh, you want a populist movement against what we're doing? We'll tell black people not to go because you hate them, invoking that. Instead of talking about the real issues. Now the Democrats have been caught sending people in Nazi outfits with Nazi signs. This is even in the AP. To events all over the country, and it blew up in their face. And now Clinton's on television saying there will be a terror attack if the Tea Parties don't shut up. They're going to cause it. Now, I've seen this before. I'm telling you again, this is what's happening. This is what's going on. We're in grave danger. This is a psyop. Now, looking at the real enemy, the criminals, the top groups on Wall Street, not your local bank, not your local broker, but the people that run it, Max Keiser for years, top broker, stock market inventor, TV shows on BBC, Al Jazeera, Press TV, RT, you name it, is a top expert on this. And he's been talking about how they destroyed the economy by design to consolidate it. McClatchy sued last year. Newspapers got the documents, Greg Gordon, proving that it was premeditated just in one area. That they got the documents on, that they were betting against the housing market while telling people it was good and paying for insurance to have it AAA rated. Then the looting of AIG, that was the big payout kitty they used to pay the criminals. Now they want more. They're calling it banking reform, but it gives the same group power over other financial institutions that they want to wreck their competition. Max Keiser, you've got the floor. Tell us about financial terrorism and how it works and what we're facing.
Well, I have been doing many reports about this and films for a number of years. I mean, you mentioned that these attacks are coming, but they're here now, and they're happening now, and they've been happening for the past 2 years. These are financial attacks. When the crisis hit in 2008, people were saying, wow, this is a once-in-a-100-year phenomenon nobody saw it coming. Now we know that Lehman Brothers had a bank right down the street where they had this huge slush fund that they parked $50 billion worth of cash and debt so that at the end of the quarter when they needed to report to the SEC what their cash holding was, they could play accounting games with their little fake bank down the street. We know that Goldman Sachs now, according to the SEC, allegedly involved in fraud in terms of selling tainted bonds to investors all over the world, including in Europe, where now you see problems with the Greek economy blowing up and other countries' economies are blowing up. And, of course, Iceland went through this already 2 years ago as I made that film about it in 2007, 2008. The Icelandic krona collapsed. The Icelandic economy collapsed. And now, in an ironic fitting fit of poetic justice, the volcanoes are erupting in Iceland, and they're sending out this toxic cloud of ash to the UK, who wanted to extract even another $5 billion from Iceland to appease the financial terrorists. But the gods, the volcanoes in Iceland, are taking on the fake handiwork of the fake servant of God, Lloyd Blankfein, and they are doing the true work of God by putting these bankers on notice that there are forces out there that are bigger than even their corruption. And it goes back to, you know, right before the French Revolution. There was a huge volcano in Iceland. It blanketed the globe in dust and ash. The agriculture failed, which led to the government of France failing on its financial obligations, which gave rise to the French Revolution. It started with a volcano in Iceland. There's a direct parallel.
History only repeats itself in these cycles. There's a lot of things going on that aren't in our books. There's a lot of things
look,
going
obviously,
on.
Alex, look, obviously the volcano is demanding that we sacrifice some bankers to the volcano. I say, let's get Blankfein, let's get Jamie Dimon, let's get Dick Fuld, and throw them into the volcano. That's the only way we can stop the nightmare. Sacrifice bankers to the volcano.
Well, let's get serious here for a moment, but that is an intriguing idea there, Herr Doctor. But expanding on that...
You know, we're back to pre-Industrial Revolution days of feudalism, because all they want to do is they want to pursue an economy of lords and serfs. They want us to be free-range slaves tied into our the reason you don't see bread lines in America is because they're all on these swipe cards. They're getting food stamps vis-a-vis and swipe cards. They're getting food stamps.
Otherwise, now, what is it, 30-something million now on food stamps?
In America, just like in the Depression.
But let's go back to volcanoes. Later in the next hour after you leave us, I will get into the AP. Top volcanologists are warning that the super caldera that's four states in size, centered in and around Yellowstone, could blow. I mean, this is becoming biblical with all these earthquakes hitting major cities and volcanoes blowing up and tsunamis. And now they're saying that that the super volcano, thousands of times bigger than what Iceland has, could blow up. I mean, hell, it could be the end of the world, Kaiser.
Well, I mean, everyone understands the crisis happening now. Finally, the SEC, they finally have charged Goldman with fraud, and now this is going to unleash a wave of lawsuits for all the activity that's been going on for the past 5 to 10 years, ever since the passage of the Commodity Futures Modernization Act back in the year 2000, which swept in a wave of all this fraud. But I can tell you right now what the fraud is going to be. 2 years from today, you're going to be doing a show talking about how Hollywood blew up because of derivatives. And this is just happening right now. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission has just approved derivative trading for box office futures contracts.
And that's the next bubble. I want to get into that later, and I want to get into testimony 2 weeks ago in Congress, 100-to-1 leverage, world's largest fraud exposed, J.P. Morgan Chase caught manipulating gold and silver, and they've now got whistleblowers testifying before Congress. But the next big bubble being Hollywood. But going back, you've been on your TV show, British radio, Russian radio, national French TV. You're everywhere. A global force out there, Max Kaiser.
Play the Moscow clip. Tell the people.
Okay, guys, do you have that clip queued up of him on Moscow radio and TV? Okay, let's go ahead and play this clip from Max Kaiser. Here it is.
Let me, before we leave this idea of financial terrorism, let me just elaborate on that a little bit. Because
мы перейдем на это, позвольте еще два слова насчет финансового терроризма добавить.
Okay. Typically, people associate terrorists with fanatics who are associated with an ideology.
Обычно люди говорят, что террористы — это фанатики, у которых есть определенная идеология.
That they're willing to kill themselves and others for that ideology.
И ради этой идеологии они готовы убить себя и убить других людей, в том числе невинных жертв.
Now let's talk about Hank Paulson for a second.
Возьмем Хэнка
Paulson. An ideology called market fundamentalism.
Его идеология — это рыночный фундаментализм.
Which is as pernicious as any ideological theocratic fundamentalist fanaticism in the world today.
А это такая же вредоносная идеология, как любая теократическая идеология.
То есть это религия.
So it's a kind of religion.
It is. Well, Lloyd Blankfein, CEO of Goldman Sachs, recently said he's doing God's work. He's a fanatic. He is a market fanatic.
Как недавно заявил руководитель Goldman Sachs, он делает Божью работу. Он действительно является в этом смысле религиозным фанатиком.
And in the case of Lehman Brothers, you had bankers, suicide bankers, blowing themselves up in the name of market fundamentalism, and people in Iceland die. People in Iceland were rioting. People around the world are starving because of these suicide bankers and financial terrorists.
Okay, now Max, separately. It's now.
Yes.
Now I have a video clip of Kramer on Frontline in 1996.
No, Kramer, not Kramer. Don't abuse your audience like that.
No, Kramer. We're going to play it later. Kramer saying it's a religion, a social Darwinistic religion, and that it's natural and fair and reasonable. Then we have a later clip of him 2 years ago admitting that he would rig markets when he shorted them.
No, he's talked about the way he rigs markets all the time. Kramer's a market rigger. He's a market manipulator, and he works for the market fundamentalists who believe that when they make money, it's the work of God, and everyone else can lose money because they're not down with God like they are. This is just, as I said, it's as ridiculous and it's as obscene as what's happening, with these priests, you know, these pedophile priests who are betraying the church. Here you've got Jim Cramer, who's supposed to be a capitalist. He's betraying capitalism by performing the essentially the same thing on markets, by fiddling with markets in a most unholy manner. And he will be damned, and he will go to hell as a result
of that. And then always telling us that no matter how much money they steal in government bailouts, that it's the free market, when it's the opposite, as Ron Paul has said, it's corporatism, it's fascism.
It's rigged market capitalism. And the next chapter in rigged market capitalism is going to be rigged Hollywood. And they're rigging Hollywood right now. And 2 years from today, I'll be on your show, and I'll say, wow, the Hollywood industry blew up because of all the derivatives trading, and nobody saw it coming. It was, who could have seen this happen? And I'm telling you right now exactly what's going to happen. And because Hollywood does $10 billion a year in box office, the bankers said this is a way we can turn this into $200 or $300 billion in derivatives. We're going to run it up. We're going to mass huge fees. We're going to destabilize that entire industry, and we're going to bust it out, just like the mob will bust out a pizza joint or a dry cleaner shop. They just torch it because Hollywood's never been torched by derivatives in this manner. It's about to get derivatives by Cantor Fitzgerald and their Cantor Exchange and another group called Trend Exchange. The locusts are moving in. They're going to destroy that industry. They're going to just take all the money they possibly can, and they're going to leave a dead carcass to be bailed out by the taxpayer.
Max Kaiser, stay there, which is what the bankers like. Then they'll come in with taxpayer money and take it over. Coming up in the next hour, Luke Radowski got to have a talk with Stephen Colbert about the Bilderberg Group threatening to kill independent journalists. And Colbert talked about it on his TV show. It's been about 20, 30 minutes with Luke. Then I'm going to get back into government stage terror. This article up at Infowars.com is so important. Government preparing to stage domestic terror attack. Now, if you think the Iceland earth problems, earth changes are bad, the volcano, look at this French news agency report. Rare Yellowstone volcano eruption would be deadly. The biggest known volcano in the world. We're going to be talking about that towards the end of the next hour. And look, scientists had always said that asteroids didn't hit the Earth but every few million years. But Shoemaker-Levy comet that broke up in five pieces and hit Saturn proved, because now they can look at the solar system, that planets are being hit every few decades by big asteroids. And Earth about every 100 years gets hit by one. And so we are looking right now, statistically, for that to happen. Volcanoes, they thought, didn't erupt that much. Look at all the eruptions. Look at all the earthquakes we're now having. We live in a very volatile earth. But don't worry, there's another religion, not just the fake Wall Street people. There's the derivatives with the greenhouse gas taxes, where you pay an indulgence to the church, i.e. Al Gore. He waves a wand. And Max Kaiser, if we paid taxes to Al Gore and Barack Obama and to George Soros and others, would they wave a wand and stop the earthquakes and volcanoes? Because they are in the news today, and the UN is saying this is global warming that caused the volcano.
Well, carbon trading, which is an offshoot of global warming, as I pointed out on your show before, is just another derivative nightmare being cooked up by the folks on Wall Street. And once they bust out the real estate market and they bust out the dot-com market or the savings and loan or the long-term capital management, you know, they need fresh markets to blow up. And carbon trading and box office futures clearly are going to be those markets. Cantor Fitzgerald, by the way, is big in both of those markets. You know, Cantor Fitzgerald is a firm that you don't hear a lot about. It's not as big as the other firms, except they did lose the most bankers of any firm on 9/11. That's probably their most notoriety. But they are involved in both of these markets. And carbon trading is just another way to create derivatives upon derivatives, which are designed to blow up. They're designed to create catastrophe so that the government has to come in and bail out the counterparties, as they're called. But meanwhile, all the fees that have been generated, billions of dollars in fees, are kept by the people who...
So they make money on the way up, and then they make money on the way down with a bailout, and then it always is a selective bailout, destroying their competition. Shifting gears into another subject, your take on gold and silver. I mean, the numbers we see from mainline groups is that gold should be $2,500 or so, silver $50, balanced from the 1980s numbers with inflation, and now there's been congressional testimony with insiders and the head of GATA, the gold antitrust group, documenting that J.P. Morgan and others are manipulating gold and the ways they're doing that. What's your take on that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, let's get into that in a second. But first, I wanted to mention, because I made a prediction on your show a couple of months ago, maybe 3 or 4 months ago, and I laid it out in no uncertain terms. And a lot of people really thought that I was making a very kind of off-the-wall prediction. But listen to this, Alex. I said on your show a few months ago that Facebook, with their virtual currency game Farmville, was going to end up as a way to just basically push debt onto unsuspecting users using their virtual currency. Now, here's the, if you look this up as a headline on Guardian, Farmville user runs up a 900-pound debt, roughly $1,200. A 12-year-old boy spent 625 pounds on his mother's credit card and another 288 pounds of his own savings on the Facebook game Farmville. Now, this is the beginning. This is the start of virtual enslavement and virtual currencies. Get these kids hooked on what looks like innocent games on the Internet and through Facebook, and before you know it, they owe real money to these people. They've got real credit card debts. Of course, they're being charged extortionary rates, and now they're under the gun to pay back these debts using these so-called innocent games. And you're going to see this become an explosion over the next 2 or 3 years. The virtual currency business right now.
Well, what about Second Life? What about
right
Second
now?
Life, where people are paying thousands of dollars for a fictitious Ferrari and they spend all their time on it like it's the real world?
But they go into debt to pay for the fictitious Ferrari. So it's similar. It's like 12-year-olds doing exactly what the people in Germany did when they bought fictitious bonds from Goldman Sachs. They wake up one day and they say, wait a minute, this was a fictitious bond. But Goldman says, wait, you still owe us $10 billion.
Yeah, Max.
A 12-year-old kid, he reaches into his mother's purse, takes out a credit card. Now he owns $1,200 to Facebook.
Max.
And he says, wait a minute, I thought it was a game. I thought it was fictitious money. They say,
we got a break.
Well, no, actually, you owe us the money. And, of course, you have to give us the money right away.
Max, we got a break. When we come back, let's get into this. We found the London Guardian article. We'll put it up on screen during the break. And with the Half-Life and all these other, or Second Life, it's incredible. All right, we're going back to Max Kaiser. Your phone call's coming up in the next hour. A bunch of news I haven't gotten to yet. But I want to talk about a host of issues and the gold situation with Max Keiser. We went to break. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But I want to finish up with virtual currencies, scamming people that don't know they're getting involved in virtual currencies that actually cost real currency. But before we do that, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. One of them is Ecola Blue, the atmospheric water generator. It looks like a water cooler without the water bottle on top. It grabs water out of the atmosphere and then puts it through 7 to 12 filters, depending on which unit you buy. It's the best, cleanest water you're going to find anywhere. I love Ecola Blue. I use it in my office and home. ECOLOBLUE.com, EcolaBlue.com, or give them a call for an information packet, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. Or you can drink the government tap water because they care so much about you. Also, FrontSight.com, like the front of your rifle, FrontSight.com. They've got two-day, four-day, five-day training. It's the biggest private facility in the country for firearms training. They're great folks. And if you act fast, the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. It's incredibly affordable and inexpensive to go take training there in handguns, rifles, or shotguns. You can get 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontside Firearms Training Institute. Secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar, and get a free firearm. That's frontsight.com. And lastly, don't forget the online video bookstore at Infowars.com, where you can get Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, our newest film just released last week to rave reviews. Really is a powerful tool. And premiering in 48 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv, Police State, The Rise of FEMA. It's been 8 years since I've made, or right at 8 years, since I've made a Police State film. It covers the FEMA camps, the globalist takeover, false flag terror, everything. This film will wake people up, so you can order the DVD at Infowars.com or call 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139, or again, Infowars.com. Okay, Max Keiser, finishing up. We'll throw that London Guardian article back up on screen where it says that this game Farmville user runs up 900 pound or basically a $1,500 debt. 12-year-old boy didn't know basically what he was part of. And you said this is something new that the manipulators are going to do. I remember you probably 4 or 5 months ago talking about it here on the show. Listeners remember it as well. Why is this so important?
Because Facebook has over 400 million users, and they're going to start to roll out a new virtual currency. And this virtual currency is a new currency that is going to have no collateral whatsoever. They can just issue all the currency they want, but it does have interest-bearing attached to it. So you'll be looking at your account, you'll say, here's 10,000 more Facebook dollars, and you'll start spending it, and you'll start playing with it on Farmville, or you'll start interacting on these various virtual platforms. And at the end of the month, you'll say, well, the interest on your virtual currency is due. You owe us $20, real money. And I'm looking at a story that you posted on your site on March 20 called, it says, a German central bank admits that credit is created out of thin air. This is on Infowars.com. It says that, talks about most people think that banks lend solely on deposits. But in fact, the German central bank admits that they lend without any deposits at all. That's the definition of a virtual currency. They just lend. They have no deposits. Now, Facebook, which has 400 million users, soon to have 500 million users, are going to just lend virtual currency to people with an interest attached to it. They're going to be interacting with it, and at the end of the month, they'll owe real dollars interest, which, of course, if they can't pay it, then it kicks up to the federal government. Then they start to garnish your pay. Then they start to try to get the cash from you, and you're right back at that casino gulag that I've talked about so many times.
Well, let's go one further. I remember when I was in college and had absolutely no money, literally 2, 3, 4 credit cards a week were coming to me. And now that I have decent credit and I'm not in debt that much, I don't get but a few credit cards a year sent to me in the mail. So they send you credit cards backed up with nothing, 20-30% interest, and literally make you a debt slave. That's what we're dealing with here.
Yeah, exactly. You're dealing with the same thing, except it's more insidious than that, because you're going to be, because online, it's in a game environment. And here's another story you should look at. It's on the Financial Times. It's called Games Prey on Your Mind by Christopher Caldwell. It talks about how these environments, like on Facebook and other places, are designed by behavioral economists and casino operators to get you addicted, as you would in any casino. So it's not even economics at this point. It's just predatory lending
by casino operators using these virtual currencies. It's a great story. It talks about in detail this new trend of applying behavioral economics and psychology to get people hooked on these virtual games and to just keep drawing down on virtual dollars, which means that they have to pay back in real money on the interest on those dollars.
And let's be clear, that's what the New World Order is, and they define themselves this way now. It's global private central banks who are Ponzi scheme operators, but instead of the Ponzi scheme going bust and they've got a hightail with the money, now they take over your society after each bust that they create, and everything is literally like a Matrix-like system where you take the game Second Life and others with tens of millions of users. They're spending 10, 20 hours a day in some cases. I've read articles of people dying after 3-4 days playing these games, not even getting up from their chair, and they're spending real money.
A couple was raising a virtual child on an online game. They were in the video parlor for 12 hours. They neglected their real child who died of starvation.
And so when we talk about not being able to wake the public up, that they're under mind control, now they admit what we already knew over a decade ago, propaganda placement. The corporations call it behavior placement, where the government and corporations are paying for ads that brainwash us inside of the television program. So when you're talking to your neighbor and you can't get through to them about real issues, it's because they're literally under mind control.
Economically speaking, what banks know and what politicians know is that everybody will take free loans. And it goes back to the days when General Motors Acceptance Corporation, or GMAC, figured out that they could lend money to people to buy cars, and that's how they became number one over Ford Motor. And that's why GMAC became much bigger to Ford Motor, the lending to buy cars, than the actual car manufacturing. That's why they allowed cars manufactured to go to Japan, because they made more money on lending and not on car manufacture. And that was that trend has been in place for 30 years, where lending and financialization of the economy has taken precedence over all other aspects of the economy, and it has created a society that only looks at interest rates to determine their own self-worth and how much money they owe at the end of the month. And they're constantly willing to gamble at any given moment to try to get that debt level down. And, of course, they're always going to lose because the economy is operated by casino operators whose business it is to create losing gambles.
Just and like so we have this false economy waging war against the real economy, another reason for the fake environmental movement that allows the casino operators to go in and selectively shut down any business or corporation that doesn't play ball with them. I mean, this is a psychological warfare system run by a bunch of criminals, and the public is almost defenseless because they've been conditioned by the mind control that it's cool to not care.
Well, because these games and currencies are attached to basic technologies like the use of a phone or other basic utilities like electricity, it's unavoidable, or like television. And so people come into contact with this, whether they like it or not. They are forced to come into contact with this, and they're forced to become hooked on this. So it's just like a ghetto environment. People in the ghetto get hooked on drugs because it's all around them. And this new Gulag casino ghetto of virtual currencies preys on the fact that people are unable to escape from this digital casino Gulag envelopment of their lives by bankers and technologists and virtual currency lenders.
And now doctors are all over the place saying the 3D televisions literally put people into a dream state even more than regular TV, and that it's causing seizures, it's causing people to pass out, it's causing mental illness, and all of television is about to convert to 3D. We are being inserted into this mental illness.
Well, that's just part and parcel of a trend, which is to negate the reality of real world, the natural forces of reality, and to accept a digital reality as being real. And that's what's so fantastic about this volcano in Iceland, is that it's forcing people to understand that there is a real world, that there is an Earth that can do things that will change people's lives. And this volcano in Iceland is quite important for people to understand that it's not a digital event, it's not a Hollywood event. This is an actual volcano affecting the actual planet Earth that we live in. And maybe this, you know, if it can shut down the grid and get people to understand that they are human for at least a brief moment, then maybe there's a moment of sanity.
And we see the
back.
UN coming in and saying, pay us taxes and we'll stop the volcano. That's actually in the news. So you have the establishment waging war, literally, against reality and trying to force everyone into this matrix. I mean, almost every adult male I know doesn't research, isn't involved, doesn't care about their future, but they play fantasy football and really care, believing they own sports teams.
Well, this is what I've said is happening now. The fraudsters and the virtual currency and the prediction market operators are moving into this box office space with box office futures contracts. It's going to be a huge wave that's going to wash over. You're going to have Jim Cramer talking about Scarlett Johansson moving up and down on the Cantor Exchange and Iron Man Part 2 and Iron Man Part 3. It's going to go global. People won't be able to resist it because you're mixing the fraud of Wall Street with the fantasy of Hollywood for a toxic cocktail that's going to blow people's accounts out of the... once again, they're going to lose all their money, and it's going to make some bankers very, very rich.
Literally, we are being inserted into a matrix right now. This is how it's happening. We're being sucked into the computers, sucked into the television, sucked into the false reality so fast. Now, let's get into gold, because I want to get into gold and then back into the civil indictment of Goldman Sachs and where you think that's going and what's being charged there. Your specific view, is this a red herring, a slap on the wrist, or is this the beginning of something new? Because we know Goldman Sachs literally runs the government along with J.P. Morgan and others. So what does Max Keiser think is going on here? What's your intel? But back to the manipulation of the gold market, you have them pumping up fake things that aren't real into bubbles while suppressing a true commodity like silver or gold, with more and more evidence coming out of how they're manipulating it.
Yes, excellent point. Gold and silver are real, and for that reason, it's a threat to the Ponzi schemes, the pyramid operators, and the Goldman Sachs derivative terrorist-wielding psychopaths on Wall Street. It's real, so it's a threat, and for this reason, they've kept the price down for years, and this is covered extensively by groups like Gold Antitrust Action Committee. Now, a couple of weeks ago, there was testimony in London that was put forward to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission by a whistleblower who detailed insider trading and market manipulation on the London Bullion Market Association market as well as the COMEX. And they laid out in no uncertain terms that the prices of silver in particular are just completely and utterly manipulated. And the CFTC now has this irrefutable evidence before them. They haven't acted on it yet. I wouldn't expect them to act on it. But essentially, the goal here is to keep the price of gold and silver low, because if it were to rise, it would be reality rearing its ugly head, and money would start to flow into something real and out of the complete fake digital synthesized airsoft world of derivative trading and casino gulagism, and that's why the price has been kept as low. But there are people out there who have a lot of money who are forcing the exchanges, like the London Bullion Markets Association and COMEX, who are short 100 times, they have 100 times more orders than they have actual gold in the vault. So if these guys demand physical delivery of their silver, and it's proven and it's shown that they don't have the silver to deliver, you have what's called a short squeeze, so the market has to go out there and actually buy physical silver to deliver, and then you have this ramp up in the price of gold and silver, and that's kind of what people are waiting for right now. Is they're waiting for the other shoe to drop. They're waiting for some major hedge fund to say, look, we want physical delivery of our gold and silver. We want it this month. I talked about this on your show last year. I thought that this was going to happen on the COMEX last December, that they were going to bust the COMEX, and it looked like they were going to do that. There was a guy up in Canada who was suggesting that he was going to bust the COMEX by demanding physical delivery of his gold, and it never materialized at that time. But the pressure has just been building ever since. And as big money, they realize that the last game in town, even George Soros said that gold bullion will be the last bubble. It'll be the last hurrah. The prices won't go to $2,500. Prices will go to $10,000 to $15,000. It'll be a huge bubble. It'll be the last bubble. And it's not too late. People got to own this thing now, because ultimately, when it's all exposed
and it all comes crashing down, only those with the gold are going to be able to survive another day.
And it won't matter if you bought gold at 1,000 and it goes up to 15,000. When it busts, it goes back down to 6,000. It won't matter. The suckers are going to be the ones that are buying it when it's $10,000 an ounce.
The general rule of thumb is just every single month, put some savings into gold bullion and just do it religiously every month. And this way, you're always going to get an average price that's good, and you're going to be protected. Now, that's just, it's not going to shoot up 300% in a week like some dot-com stock. It's not going to be like Goldman Sachs crashing in a day that if you're short, you know, it's not a day trade. It's something you got to do and think about it intelligently and take an approach that works over time. I have been buying gold every month for 8 years.
Me too. A little bit every month. Now, let's get into Goldman Sachs. What does this SEC Sybil indictment mean?
Well, it's really fascinating because they came out swinging last Friday with a very strong civil indictment, and they laid out the case for alleged fraud, and they've opened the door now to others for criminal indictments, and there's going to be a lot of lawsuits. I'm looking for Andrew Cuomo in New York City. I think he could make a huge political gain if he did to Goldman what Rudy Giuliani did to Drexel Burnham back in the 1980s. If you remember, Drexel Burnham was the Goldman Sachs of its day before the stock market crash of 87 with Mike Milken and that crowd. Rudy Giuliani rode into town and busted up Drexel, and it launched a huge political career for Rudy Giuliani.
This is much bigger, and Goldman Sachs is running the looting globally. They're at the top, as you know. Are they getting ready to implode it, and are they already moving their assets out into a new shell?
Well, remember the busting of Drexel and Ivan Boesky and Dennis Levine, and that whole period resulted in a 22% drop in the Dow Jones in one day on October 19th, 1987. To put that into context, you'd have to have roughly a 2,500 point drop on the Dow in one day. So it was big news at the time. And it was really a seismic, it was the biggest crash in history at the time. So although we've seen really some pain in the last couple of years.
Well, stay there. Got a break, Max Kaiser, maxkaiser.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Max is with us 5 minutes into the next hour, and we got Luke Radowski popping in with a big coup with Stephen Colbert. But this is a big deal. I mean, is the SEC basically run by Goldman Sachs being forced to do this because of the political pressure? Is it just a slap on the wrist? Will the investigation be used to cover all this up? But absolutely what Max said is true. This will open up more investigations. Are they trying to beat states that have been filing civil charges against Goldman Sachs? That happened 2 weeks ago, two different states in the last 2 weeks. We're going to find out here. But if they get away with committing these crimes out in the open with their own documents proving this was premeditated with the housing market, the sky is the limit. Max Kaiser.
Well, plus they're facing suits in Greece, Germany, and the UK. You remember in Greece in the year 2000, Goldman engineered a swap that allowed Greece to hide debt that made them eligible for the euro. Now Greece is in deep financial trouble. The IMF is imposing austerity measures. I've been on Greek radio many times and telling them that they should not even consider paying back the debt because it was fraudulently induced by Goldman back in 2000. So they have no obligation to pay the debt. Don't pay the debt. Germany is saying, wait a minute, what about our banks that had to be bailed out based on these faulty bonds?
How devastating was it that Iceland said no last month?
Iceland said no to the $5 billion ICESave bill that the UK and the Netherlands wanted to try to extract from them based on the behavior of some, you know, banking crooks, and they voted 93% said no. So the Icelandic people have taken a stand, and the Icelandic people, and now I talked to journalists in Greece, and the people in Greece are going to join with the people of Iceland. So this is becoming a global insurrection against banker occupation.
So Okay, you just said it. Let me stop you. A global insurrection against banker occupation. So they're trying to sew it up now with a global government run by them to shut us down. And I've seen a year-long buildup to stage terror attacks, and the Fed's now hyping nuke attacks in the U.S. and trying to tie it into Iran and domestic groups. The only card I see them being able to play to launch new wars, Max, and to have a domestic clampdown is stage terror. What's your take on that?
Well, my stage is that this problem is happening all over the world in these other countries, and what we're seeing is this global insurrection against banking occupation. And through the internet and other means, people are getting together to figure out how to push back against the occupying force, the neo-colonial, neo-imperial force of these banking oligarchs on Wall Street and around the world. They're coming up with strategies to do that. And it's going to happen in pockets of resistance in countries and communities all over the world. This is not just an American problem. It's not just a UK problem or a Greek problem. This is happening for everyone in countries all over
the world. Have they overreached? Have they overreached? Because they look scared now. They're acting scared.
I think the problem they have is that for 25 years, every time they made a mistake, they would get bailed out by a rise in bond prices. As long as interest rates were cheap, they could always repackage, resell, and extend the maturity of the bonds that they were using to perpetrate all of their insidious little insider games. But now that that market has reached the end of a 25-year bull market, there is no more opportunity to repackage these bonds anymore, and they're collapsing, and it's causing what the economist calls a disruption in the cohesion index. They have identified what they call the cohesion index. That is the index to determine at what stage are different countries about to insurrect. The United States is relatively high. The UK is relatively high. But we have on the cohesion index, you've got countries like Iceland is already revolting, and other countries are already revolting. So the Economist magazine is already setting up an index around this revolt, this global insurrection, and they're already putting numbers attached to it. They're already, you know, quantifying it.
Well, that's what the Ministry of British Defense, the British Defense Ministry, said 3 years ago. They predicted this in and around 2010, 11, 12. We're going to be back for 5 minutes as we start the fourth hour with Max Keiser. My question to him is, how does he see all this unwinding? I was talking to Max during the break about stage terror, because I see them prepping everybody for it. And he said, look, it's global. You've got to see the strategic system. They want financial takeover. Well, I see that going on simultaneously. Max, we got 4.5 minutes left. You've got the floor. Enlighten us. Give us your breakdown on what's happening.
Okay, Alex, as we were just saying, okay, we know what the game is. You know, it's no big secret anymore. There's a group of bankers who are seeking to reinstate feudalism. They were upset that they had to give any of their power away during the rise of what's called the Enlightenment and the last 200 years. Now, your show reaches out to millions, and my comment to you is that you're spreading your bets too thin, and you are attacking back in a way that diffuses your greatest strength, which is this grassroots power force. And to that, what I say is you need a win in your column. You need to take a scalp here. You need to have a win. And the easiest thing that your listeners can do, that you and your listeners can do, is to take down a Fortune 100 company. Take down a Dow Jones company. And the easiest company to take down, one who's got a huge investor in Warren Buffett, one who's known
is Coca-Cola. We go back to your obsession with Coca-Cola.
It's not an obsession. It's just a practical application of the only thing you have, which is a no-cost resistance.
Wait a minute. We've taken plenty of scalps, Max. I mean, look at the Copenhagen thing. We all did that together. Look at all the other victories we're having. Look at how we exposed Democratic operatives dressed up like Nazis at tea parties. I mean, what are you saying, take a scalp?
Well, I'm saying that the measure of wealth and income in America is getting wider and wider. The poor are getting poorer, and the rich are getting richer. That's how I determine if the scalps are being taken and who's winning. And my suggestion is to marshal your forces and boycott Coca-Cola until that stock price goes to zero. You wipe out Coke, You punch Warren Buffett in the nose because he's one of the biggest shareholders of Coke. You demonstrate that you've got the power to take on a Fortune 100 company, and now suddenly you're in the driver's seat. You have to look at what's dear to these people. It's their stock price. They have no morals, no ethics. They've got no compunction about destroying themselves and their society and their country. They only care about their stock price. Therefore, the only way you can fight back is to take their stock price down. And the boycott is the cheapest, easiest, no-cost solution. And just look at the stock price. If it's going down, you're winning. And take it down to zero.
Let me throw something in here. There's more than one way to skin a cat, and we're going on all fronts because that's most effective, in my opinion, is just to expose the fraud, and then the people will do the rest. But look at Washington. It's illegitimate. It's owned by foreign banks. We take the states back, then the offshore banks and brokerage firms won't have the federal government funding them with all our tax money.
Yeah, but that's great if you run a multi-billion-dollar hedge fund and you have a seat at the table and you can have a big swinging, you know, I don't want to say the word, but you don't. All you have are a lot of people who are angry who have not the same amount of money and who are being victimized by these consumer product predatory lending psychopaths. And you have to also be aware that a single metric, which is a stock price, can work both ways. Not only does it show how much money the bad guys are making, but it can also show how effective your campaign is against them. So you know when you go on the air every week and you say stock, Coca-Cola stock price is down another 10% this week, we have won. It's right there in black and white in the pages of the Wall Street Journal. And before you know it, they're going to be coming to you, begging you to call off your forces. They're going to be coming to you, begging you.
But won't the bankers then just, won't the plunge protection team just quietly buy Coca-Cola stock?
Anything that'll cost them money, and they hate to spend money. Because you're killing them where it hurts. They can buy the stock. They can increase the dividend. They can spend money on marketing. But they don't want to spend money. They want to take the money. They hate spending money. If they start spending money to buy back their own stock, you're winning.
All right, look, we're going to have you back up soon, and we'll spend 30 minutes of an hour on that. Max Keiser, MaxKeiser.com. Thanks for spending time with us.
All right, buddy.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, for stations that just joined us, coming up, we've discovered a secret FEMA document confirmed to be real. They've been telling major newspapers to remove it, like the Christian Science Monitor and others, and publicintelligence.com. And you've got Obama saying we're going to be nuked, the FBI director saying domestic groups are the number one threat now or as bad as Al-Qaeda. You've got this crescendo of the media saying the Tea Parties aren't just racist, which they've been caught with Democratic operatives dressed up like Nazis, red-handed now, something we broke 3 weeks ago that's now become mainstream news. But Bill Clinton's saying, gee, he hopes there doesn't have to be a terror attack to make the Tea Party shut up. Well, who stands to gain from that terror attack? See, he's saying this will discredit you. And he's saying this on Wolf Blitzer. Oklahoma City 15 years ago today was a staged event. We go over the evidence in Road to Tyranny. Ladies and gentlemen, the American people are standing up against the criminality in Washington. And the oldest trick in the book is to stage events. We see all this media hype, all this prep for this in the near future. I'll be breaking that down coming up after Luke Radowski leaves us. But I wanted to get Luke on because last week he got into the Stephen Colbert report. And he stood up in the crowd and talked to him about the New World Order. And Colbert thought he was talking about Bohemian Grove, which is one of the secret societies, but more of their party arm. He said, no Bilderberg group. And then when Colbert went live, he talked about it. But that's just one of the reasons we have Luke on today. So much is happening. The momentum is intensifying for liberty and freedom. The awakening is accelerating. Greece, Iceland, and others are saying no to the banker takeovers. And that's why we know they're going to stage terror attacks, possibly even nuclear, as a pretext to bring in total police state control. And that's why this NLE 010, 2010 FEMA document is so important. Luke, your take on false flag terrorism on the 15th anniversary of Oklahoma City.
I mean, it's been something that governments have been doing throughout history. It wouldn't surprise us if they would use it against people who are demanding righteousness and truth from our government and accountability. So we have to keep an eye on provocateurs. We have to keep an eye on all these false flags that are going on. At the same time, we have to resend our message saying we are against violence, against provocateurs, and expose false flag attacks, because as soon as we expose 9/11, Oklahoma City, and the 93 World Trade Center bombings, the less likely chances there is of another false flag. The more we expose 9/11, the more chances we have of saving this republic and stopping another false flag from happening.
Well, I mean, let's talk about just We Are Change that you founded 2.5 years ago, hundreds of chapters around the world, because it is decentralized. It's just an idea. Be the change you want to see in the world. Be nonviolent. Absolutely. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. But Luke, look at the false flags you've been through. In Truth Rising, we have the video of New York City police when you're protesting. We're losing your, lost audio with Luke, because everybody has to do these interviews on cell phones. He just came out of his college class. Luke is there, and the police come over, and they're protesting peacefully and legally, and they say, you've got a bomb in your bag. They say, your camera is a gun. We know you don't have a bomb, but we're going to frame you. And they do this on video. And then we had the German Talis, this was in the New York Post and all over Fox News, a man comes out of a dark corner, an alley, with his daughter in a wheelchair, ramming it into Mr. Talis, saying, don't attack her, don't attack her. They arrest Mr. Talis. They throw the book at him, try to get him to plea bargain. But then it came out that it was all staged in court, and the New York Post had to retract. So if they're going into tea parties dressed up like Nazis to discredit us or anybody that wants to audit the Fed, if they're provocateuring and trying to say you have bombs, I mean, this is what they do on the local scale. But think about the international scale, Luke Radowski.
Yes, they definitely are doing false flag attacks. They've been doing it throughout history. But we have to expose 9/11, Oklahoma City, the 93 World Trade Center bombings, to tell everybody that these are false flags. And the more we expose false flags, the less likelihood of another false flag happening here in America is going to happen. And we have to reiterate, you know, we are peaceful, nonviolent protesters willing to fight for sovereignty, liberty, and freedom. There's no reason we should become what the government is, and that's violent. And we are here standing up for what's really right in this country and making a stand to save this republic.
Separately, the Southern Poverty Law Center, who was running Elohim City that McVeigh was at, that's come out in federal documents. They are listing you and I in their most wanted list. And the headline for me is Telling Tall Tales, Alex Jones, 36, he's out to save the world. I'm telling tall tales. I read the New York Times when they indict Goldman Sachs. And then it says, the patriot journalist, Luke Radowski, 23, and they've got us in here as these deadly, dangerous demons.
Yeah, they call us right-wingers, but we're not right at all. I don't even understand why Glenn Beck was in there when Glenn Beck is pretty much a spokesperson for the establishment, only doing it for, you know, his money. And we're out here fighting for freedom, liberty, sovereignty, and we're doing what the founding fathers did in this country, and they're calling us extremists, enablers. I mean, we are here fighting for freedom. We are here standing up, and to have them attack us, it just shows how desperate they are to describe real dissenters, real patriots, as these terrorists. You know, the next thing that's going to probably come is a terrorist watch list, if we're not already on it.
All right, let's shift gears now into Colbert. This is an example of how anybody can go to Bill Maher's TV show or Colbert's show or David Letterman's show or anywhere where there's media cameras, when NBC's live on the streets, whatever, and reach out to millions of people. Tell folks what happened with Stephen Colbert.
I mean, we went to the show before, and he does a little question and answer, so you know I had my hand up. I talked to him, And the video that you guys see on YouTube is actually half of the conversation. They wouldn't let us film, so we filmed as much as we could of the conversation. We talked to him. And I'm telling you, I talked to other people in the mainstream media. I mean, chief editors of the New York Times, Brian Williams, Lou Dobbs, Paul Zahn, and so on and so on. And whenever we bring up Bilderberg, they hide and they run away from it. But Stephen, you know, he said, yeah, he knows about it. He actually even talked about the Bohemian Grove about that with us. And then he actually shouted out. When's the last time somebody in mainstream media ever brought up the Bilderberg Group? Well, he did it just a couple days ago to millions and millions of viewers. Many people who never heard of the subject will look it up, will Google it. It's a huge success for InfoWar, and it's amazing seeing somebody from the mainstream actually get it and actually know what's going on and actually mention it on his, you know, TV show, because the issues we're talking about is serious. You get harassed, I get harassed. You know, and all these other journalists who have the cojones to actually go after and talk about these elites, we are targeted. We are harassed. And to have somebody like Stephen Colbert just send out that message to millions of people, it's an amazing thing.
Well, let's be clear. Just 10 years ago, the news would write headlines saying it's a conspiracy theory, Bilderberg doesn't exist. Now, Financial Times of London, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, BBC, hundreds of publications a month say, yeah, world government's real. It needs to be authoritarian to save the planet. And we have been building it in secret, and it's a good thing. So they've gone from denying it existed to saying, yeah, it exists, but it's tyrannical for your own good. But then separately, the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center will write articles saying you're dangerous and violent when you've never said that, just because you're saying, I don't want to be a global corporate slave.
We're standing up for humanity right now. And have the Southern Poverty Law Center point their fingers at us. I mean, it just shows, one, that we're doing something right. Two, they're getting desperate. It's not going to work. We just have to stand for what's right, educate the people about false flags, educate the people about these secret societies that rule our lives in secret, that we, as the people of this country, the people of this world even, deserve to know everything these people do. I mean, everything described in the Invisible Empire, these people are responsible for, and we have to put a stop to it if you want to save this country.
Absolutely, and I say this a lot, and I'll say it again. The denial is over. I mean, I'm here scanning over the Southern Poverty Law Center article demonizing us and others, and they just keep saying we're kooks that believe in a world government. I mean, world government's being announced everywhere. The banks are robbing everyone. This isn't going to work. When they stage a new Oklahoma City, which clearly they're programming the public, to blame us when it happens. When they stage it, it's not going to go the way it went last time when the feds blew up OKC.
It's definitely not, because there's so many people waking up every single day because of your documentaries, because of our work as well, that we're not going to stand for it. It's not going to work. And the more we expose it, the less likelihood of them doing it is going to happen. So we have to fight for our freedoms. Remember 9/11. We're going to be out there this year on the 9th anniversary, building towards the 10th anniversary of 9/11, standing at ground zero with thousands of protesters demanding truth and accountability from our government, exposing the lies, exposing the secret societies that rule in secret, and working together for a better tomorrow. And we all have to come together. We all have to hold screenings in our local communities of your documentaries. We did one here of Invisible Empire this Saturday, and it packed the house. And we're doing another one here in New York City with Police State 4 at 56 Walker Street this Saturday to educate the New York City residents and community here about the police state that's slowly destroying our country.
And again, if people just take my films, and if they just make copies of them, and if they just hold public viewings, it'll pack out. I mean, you build it, they will come. I mean, look at you 3-4 years ago getting involved. What you founded, We Are Change, 2.5-3 years ago. And look at the effect you've had. Everyone can do that if they have the truth and have the passion. If folks go up to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, they can watch the Stephen Colbert video in full. You can also go to WeAreChange.org, WeAreChange.org. When we come back, we're going to play some excerpts of Luke's talk with Stephen Colbert and then Colbert's live response once he went on television. We'll be right back with Luke Radowski. Then coming up, the false flag nuke attack. It's in the pike. They're going to try to blame it on the American people. Everybody knows, ladies and gentlemen, the dice are loaded.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows.
The war is over. The good guys lost. But if we can identify the New World Order, we can defeat them and bring them down. Okay, so Luke's girlfriend started taping this about halfway in. This is him warming up the studio audience. He has a discussion with him. Colbert thinks he's talking about Bohemian Grove, which he has covered before, making fun of the Republicans running around naked having gay sex, which is what they do. That's how crazy our elites are. Generally the Republicans like men at the leadership levels and the Democrats like women. That's not a total rule like with Barney Frank, but it's very strange. But this is separate. This is an elite political meeting, Bilderberg. Here it is.
Sonia Sotomayor, the wise Latina herself, complained that she wasn't allowed to be in last year. Yeah.
That's the Bohemian Grove.
You remember? You get me in?
I'm actually a journalist. I get death threats for covering it.
You get death threats?
Yes.
Do you have letters or anything?
The mainstream media.
Do you have letters?
I have phone calls.
You have phone calls?
Yes.
You have tapes? You have your recordings of these
phone
calls?
I record some of them, yes.
You record, what do they say?
What do you think they're going to say?
Secret organization. And we will remain secret by killing a journalist.
Why would they kill a journalist?
We actually confront Bilderberg members like Bill Clinton, the IMF head, the World Bank head. We actually confront them on video cameras, and we tell them, what do you do at these meetings? And they run away. Like, we have everything on video. And it's the world's elite.
That's why. If I was a billionaire in one of these meetings, I'd just be naked all the time. They worship a big stone owl.
That's the Bohemian Grove. The Bilderberg group is different than the Bohemian Grove. The Bilderberg group is more secret. It's not a little vacation.
Okay.
It's the one. Now, we weren't allowed to film, so I'm sorry for the video quality, but we have to clandestinely film in the middle of our conversation. But, you know, after the conversation I had with Steven, he goes and sits down and he does his new segment. And in the middle of his new segment, he just goes off and says,
"Everybody, thank you for joining us. I just want to thank you for the welcome you just gave me. And I just want to say that anybody out there watching, that if you're in the secret Bilderberg group..." Assassinate freelance reporters. It's just not nice, guys. It's not nice. And please, call me. Call me. You owe me one, buddy. Okay.
He seems like a pretty nice guy, doesn't he?
Very good guy, and he'd mentioned, you know, Skull and Bones and the Bohemian Grove before on his show. So I think just anybody going out there, anybody could do it. You just have to go out there, talk to these people like they're human beings, and having that conversation, having that dialogue, and not being afraid to speak truth is so important, and it just shows that anybody could do this. The power we have to reach out to millions is within you, and we could do anything, and nothing is impossible.
And importantly, we are change, and myself going back over more than a decade, I always am nice. Like when I asked George Bush a question, he had me arrested when he was governor at a press conference. I was very polite until they started grabbing me and dragging me out. And I was still polite so they wouldn't have an excuse to beat me up. But like with Al Gore, when Chicago We Are Change, they were nice at first. And then when they started dragging them out, then they got the info out and were loud. And so it's just very important. It's like Karl Rove is going to be at UT tonight. In fact, I'll pull that out and read it again before the show ends. Here it is. He's going to be at UT 7 o'clock tonight. It's open and free to the public. The Patriots, the listeners, should all get down there about 5:30, 6 o'clock or so. Have your little flip phones hidden, flip cameras, and then videotape it. And then be near the two center aisles there in the area they're having it. And get up first to the mic, because he'll probably take questions toward the end. Now, they may do the written questions because he's somewhat of a coward, but not too much of a coward. I mean, at least he goes to these events. And then you may have to shout some things out, and that's your choice, as I did to Janet Reno in the same hall. But that's at UT tonight, Karl Rove. How important is it for folks to get out there and confront these people, Luke Radowski?
It is the most single important thing somebody could do, because you not only send them a message that we as the people are waking up, we know, and we won't tolerate this, but also showing the world how these people are not as powerful as they seem. They're they're not as strong, because when you come up to them, when you talk to them, when you look them in their eyes and you tell them about their crimes and their wrongs that they committed against the people, they cower. They run away. It's like cockroaches running away when you turn on the light. And I'm telling you, we confronted Karl Rove before, and we were very nice to him in the beginning. But as soon as you ignore me and don't want to answer questions about how he met with the financer of Osama bin Laden before and after presidential Bush's election, we're going to go after you. And that's what we did in our YouTube video that got, you know, thousands and thousands of hits on YouTube. When we
look, stay there, stay there. Let's finish up on the other side. Also up on InfoWars.com, we've got some key info.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I'm pretty good friends with Jesse Ventura, and I never even call him. Generally, he ends up calling up asking how I'm doing or his crew does. I'm going to be a consultant on his second season of Conspiracy Theory, and also I'm going to appear in more episodes. And I need to reach out to these people because I get so busy, years just flash by. It happens to everybody. Willie Nelson, I haven't talked to Willie probably in about a year on the phone. He called me about, I don't know, 2.5 years ago. They said, Willie Nelson's calling here at the office. He lives here in Austin. And I'd met him once at one of my film screenings. Here comes Willie Nelson walking up. And I said, I'd like to interview you sometime. And he said, yeah, sometime we'll do that. And I just gave him my number. And then about 6 months later, he called me. That was at an Endgame screening. That's how long ago that was. And then, of course, he came on the show and went public for 9/11 Truth. I didn't even intend for him to do that. But I guess that's why he wanted to come on. Well, he was on Larry King Friday night. I just learned this. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. And I want to play this after Luke leaves, because Larry King says, well, the buildings fell because they were hit by a jet. And Willie had just said Building 7 wasn't hit by a jet. And the government now admits it did fall at free fall. You can see the blast points. It's so incredible, folks. I mean, they blew up Oklahoma City. The former head of Air Force Weapons Development went there. There were columns further back in the building blown out with blast points on them. And Parton went over and showed from the photos the perfect blast points. I mean, it had demolition blast points on it. And they used Controlled Demolition Incorporated to come in and destroy the wreckage and haul it off under guard. And the same thing was done with the wreckage of 9/11. Going back to Luke Radowski, folks, if we let them kill Kennedy in broad daylight in front of us, if we let them carry out 9/11 in broad daylight in front of us, this private global corporate group that runs our country, they're going to steal our pension funds. Now they're saying that's what they want to do. I read documents 6 years ago where they were getting ready to do it. Now they're saying they're getting ready to do it. They're not going to give us any quarter. They're not going to back off until we finally grow up and admit just how evil this elite is. Luke Radowski.
I mean, the future that we want for this country and for ourselves and for our lives is in our hands. There's nothing stopping us but ourselves. So we have to believe in ourselves. We have to fight for ourselves. Holding little community town hall meetings like we do here in New York City every Saturday is very critical, reaching out to the community. We're also raising food for the homeless. We're going to be feeding the homeless. So anybody coming to the premiere of Police State 4 this Saturday, please bring food here in New York City. It's about being the change that you want to see in this world and actually doing it. Not just talking about it, but doing it and playing an active role in your community and just going out there and living life. This is what life's about, doing the right thing. Not about being evil, not about trying to start eugenics and kill people. You know, we have to literally wake up and do the right thing, and there should be nothing stopping you. There is no fear. There is no hate. There is no anger. There is only love. There is only consciousness, humanity, and dignity that we should look forward to and move forward with.
And if there's any doubt this government stages terror attacks, it's not our government. It's illegitimate. Look at how they're framing the Patriot movement, saying we're calling for violence and that we don't like black people, with no evidence. And then we catch them posing as Nazis at our rallies to make us look bad. That's only a microcosm of the bigger picture. They're the bad guys. They have to frame us as the bad guys.
Exactly. And that's what criminals do. They cover up their crimes and they try to point somebody else as the evil villain, when in all reality, the people who are spawning and doing all these false flags and doing all these provocateur attacks, they're the ones who are covering something up. So we have to see it for what it is, call out provocateurs, and make sure people know what we stand for and keep telling them. This is about an evolution, turning this country for what it should be, starting again from you, for and by the people. And we could only do that if everybody in this country takes charge of their lives and does something positive for themselves, for this world, for this community. And it starts with you listening right now, sitting at home. What can you do? How will you live your life that will...
Okay, here's an example of what you can do. Here's an example of what you can do. Luke, in the film Truth Rising, the DVD available at InfoWars.com, people need to see this. It's all about We Are Change and 9/11 Truth. Just one example of the Hart-Rubin Commission head, Gary Hart, top globalist, and he wrote a letter to Iran saying, our government will stage terror attacks and blame it on you. You better do what we're saying. And then when you went to him, We Are Change, with the letter, he tried to deny that he'd written it till you gave it to him. And he said, okay, I did write it, and then admitted it. See, if you can't even address them as an adult to an adult, they won't even take you seriously. They automatically lie to you until you say, look, I know who you are. Then they'll have a real discussion. I mean, that's how dumb they think we are. He wrote a public letter basically admitting they staged 9/11 and that they'll stage more events to Iran, thinking we're so dumb. That's what Bill Clinton did Friday on Larry King Live. Not Larry King Live, it was on CNN with Wolf Blitzer. He basically said, gee, I hope there doesn't have to be another terror attack to shut up the Tea Parties. That's an open threat. They're going to do this and blame it on us. Luke Radowski, tell folks about the Gary Hart incident.
The Gary Hart was a beautiful confrontation where he actually lied and denied saying that the U.S. government would do a false flag to get into the war with Iran. He said he never wrote a letter. And then Brian Kenny, We Are Change here, brought out the letter and read it to him, actually read the letter to him when he denied that that letter even existed. People could go see that video on YouTube now. And then he just pretty much admitted and said, yeah, I'm pretty much saying that the U.S. government would do something like a false flag to get into the war with Iran. Those are his own words. And he tried to lie about it. He tried to lie about his New World Order comments. We asked him what it meant. And we said that he said it a couple times. He just went off on a tangent saying, no, I only said it once. It doesn't even matter.
And then he started stammering and stuttering and profusely sweating because it's just like the movie They Live. He almost got his watch and said, I got one that can see. I got a bunch of them that can see. He suddenly got scared. He was in a room of people, because for those that don't know, he helped plan some of the 9/11 stuff. He wrote the Hart-Rubin Commission calling for a big, you know, event that would bring in a new world order. We need to use this disaster for a new world order. And he wrote this public letter, posted it on the Huffington Post, and then tried to deny to you. But once you gave him the letter, he said, okay, I did write the letter. And then he started sweating. I mean, again, they think we're all dumb. And it's not because we're dumb. It's because we're focused on petty issues or we're cowardly and won't stand up to these maggots and let them know that we're aware of what they're doing.
And we are here to make everybody know there's no reason to fear anything. It's our courage. It's our love and persistence that will change things. And sending a message out to the world in the YouTube video showing how these people lie to us is critically important, but also sending them a message face-to-face, eye-to-eye, that we know your game. We're not stupid. We're not going to go along with it. Send them a message, and they will have to think twice before they ever even plan or say anything publicly, because they know that the people of this country, the people of this world, are waking up to their bull crap, and they're seeing it for what it is. We could see we're not stupid. We're not animals. We are human beings, and our lives are just as important as their lives are, and we have to make everybody understand that, because that is the true success of humanity, is knowing that we are all equal. We are all human beings, and nobody should rule over us. We are the true people of this world, and we shall live our lives without being intruded and bothered by these global elites who so-called want to plan world events and do all these things. They can't do it unless we comply. We have to stop.
Exactly. They can't plan world events unless we sit on our butts and aren't involved in the world. We have to take the world back with little actions, but together it can move mountains. And again, your video has only been up about a day and a half, 24,000 views. It's up at wearechange.org. It's also up at InfoWars.com. It's also up at prisonplanet.com. It is so important to get this Colbert video out, because all these Colbert listeners and viewers will now go look in the Bilderberg group and find our information. Luke, keep up the great work. Appreciate you joining us today.
God bless you. Thank you, Alex, so much. And we're going to win this. I know we will.
We are. Luke is another testament. I remember 3 years ago, 9/11 Truth, New York, pretty good folks, but some questionable things. They didn't want us fighting the New World Order. They didn't want to talk about the CFR, eugenics. And Luke got basically kicked out of the group. And he was the guy that was really building it. And I told Luke, I said, Luke, don't quit. Get a good name. Start a new organization. I'll have you on the air. I'll support you just like I support all the other real activists. If you don't see us promoting somebody, word of the wise is sufficient. And you live, you learn. But Luke, just with an idea, I said, don't be centralized. Luke woke up watching my police state films. And then see, he's waking up people, and then they're becoming leaders, and then they're going to wake up people who become leaders, who wake up people. This is how we take the planet back from the clutches of the globalist. This is how we do it. And God will open doors for you if you just have the faith, take action, are confident, and tell the truth, and stand in the face of evil, stand up against the New World Order. It's incredible. And I told Luke, I said, have it be decentralized, just a code of ideas to go out and confront politicians and to go out and expose 9/11 and expose global warming and expose the New World Order, because that was what he wanted to do. And now it's We Are Change that taught the world how to go out and confront Al Gore. Now the Tea Parties are copying it. See, and now there's all these other groups and organizations that go to these public events and shout down the New World Order, something I was doing 14 years ago. Everybody can do this. You know, Karl Rove's coming into town tonight. People need to be there. I've confronted Bill Clinton and Janet Reno and everybody at UT. You need to go down there and confront them. I've gone and, you know, been physically attacked confronting MSNBC and Chris Matthews. I wouldn't stop bullhorning. That's why, but I took over the whole hour of TV, and then when they broke my bullhorn with a knife, cut the wire, Luke showed up with an even bigger one. We put him on top of this huge guy's shoulders, so Luke was about 9.5 feet in the air. Oh, it's amazing. Okay, I want to go to this Willie Nelson clip. It's up on prisonplanet.com, and notice how Larry King brings up 9/11 truth to him, because it was in a Twitter. He's reading Twitters to him, and Willie talks about Building 7 not hit by a plane, not hit by the debris of Tower 1 or 2, falling in its own footprint. And we have the CNN footage of firefighters and police saying, get back, they're bringing it down. And we're not saying they were involved. They were told, get back, they're bringing it down. We've had police officers on the show who heard the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boom. This is the reality. And we have, before she even had her national TV show, Amy Goodman was down there. And she's there when the same cops who we've interviewed, and we've interviewed the people that are on the video. We went and found them. And you see her, and they're telling her to get out of there, and she runs, and then boom, Building 7 comes down. I don't have to go through all the evidence of 9/11. If you have been told to hate 9/11 truth. Also, he says, well, there was also an investigation. Larry King says, well, there was also an investigation of 9/11 truth. Yes, and 6 of the 10 commission members appointed by Bush have said it's a criminal cover-up. So has Farmer, the head lawyer. I mean, it just came out 3 weeks ago, the ACLU sued and got it, where Dick Cheney ordered the commission to not look at the attacks. In fact, let's pull that up. White House ordered commission not to look at 9/11 attacks. They weren't allowed to look at the evidence. It was a whitewash. We must have a new independent investigation. But here is Willie Nelson. Okay, hey, I don't know why it's always in this fourth hour. It's like a jinx or a genie or a gremlin in the equipment. But we're going to start it over this time. Here it is, folks.
But he's questioned the official story. What prompted you to look into this from another angle?
Well, I'm just logic. I've seen buildings implode before. I just saw the Texas Stadium implode just a couple of days ago. And these two buildings imploded. And the one next to it, where nothing hit it, no plane hit the one next to it, it just decided to fall on its own. So naturally, I have questions about how
you think something
happen.
Was done inside.
Yes.
All right. But I'm told that the reason it imploded was so much heat from above and so much fuel on the jets that caused it to go down rather than go over.
Never before has a building collapsed because it was hit by an airplane, a steel building. Never before.
has any building been hit by a 747, though?
Well, I'm sure they have.
So you think there was something going on inside the building?
Well, I just question the whole thing. I question the story. I question the implosions. It just looks too simple, you know.
Well, others have questioned it, too, although there was an investigation.
There was an investigation, and I think there should be more.
Willie Nelson, we another tweet to King Things.
Things.
How many guitars?
So there you have it. Here's Raw's story. It was also in the Associated Press, but never became national news on television. Revealed, Ashcroft tenant Rumsfeld warned 9/11 commission about line it should not cross. Senior Bush administration officials sternly cautioned the 9/11 commission against probing too deeply into terror attacks of September 11, 2001, according to a document recently obtained by the ACLU. What, I'm just supposed to ignore this? The notification came in a letter dated January 6, 2004, addressed by Attorney General John Ashcroft, Defense Secretary Donald H. Rumsfeld, and CIA Director George J. Tenet. And it's an order from the White House. You can read the actual document. The ACLU described it as a fax sent by David Addington, then counsel to former Vice President Dick Cheney. And you can link through and read the document. In fact, we ought to pull the document up. That's linked in here. And it continues. In the message, the officials denied the bipartisan commission's request to question terrorist detainees, informing its two senior most members that it would cross a line and obstruct the administration's ability to protect the nation. And I remember Cheney, I think it was on Meet the Press or Face the, yeah, it was Meet the Press, when Congress was investigating separately from the commission, and Cheney said, look, you better not investigate all this or you're going to frustrate our protecting you and we'll be nuked. And now Obama's saying, you better not criticize, and his surrogate, Bill Clinton, is saying, you better not criticize our health care or the banker bailout or anything else, the carbon taxes, because the hate you're creating is going to make federal buildings get blown up. I mean, use common sense. Use your head. Use your gut. Use your street smarts, folks. You've seen all this demonization leading up to this, and now they're saying we're all racist, totally made up, and setting us up, posing as racist at tea parties. And then Clinton's out saying, gee, I hope we don't need another terror attack in America by domestic groups before this type of rhetoric isn't used anymore about the government being treasonous. The government is treasonous by every measurement in the universe, by every measurement in the world. If you just tuned in, you got to tune into the restreams when the show ends here in about 10 minutes at Infowars.com, because in the first and second hour, I nonstop went over NLE 010, 2010, the nuke detonations in these drills. And it says in this FEMA document that they're ordering newspapers to take down, no court order, they just are mafia and tell you to do it, that it says two no notice near simultaneous improvised nuclear device detonations. Can you imagine what the banks raping this country could do if they set off a nuke? The excuse they'd have to crack down on everybody. People wouldn't be worried about having their pension funds taken then. This is how we're going to go into 1984. This is how we're going to go into hardcore Stalinist Nazi-type tyranny. We're inches away, and they're going to blame it on the American people. I mean, how naive is the general public to trust government? If you've studied history, the number one cause of death, of unnatural death, natural death would be, you know, heart attack, cancer, old age. It's not drowning. It's not things like that. It's governments. Governments are the number one cause of death worldwide. Governments. Governments killing and enslaving people. The number two cause of unnatural death is automobiles. What do they kill? Almost 300,000 people a year? So I'm actually scared of things that matter. You know, every time my wife's leaving with the kids in the car, I go, please watch out for other drivers. Please drive super safe. And I drive real safe when they're with me. I don't tend to by myself. But you know, I realize what's a real threat. I'm concerned about government. I'm concerned about cars. But see, cops haven't been taught. They're like the general public to be afraid of what they should really be afraid of. I've seen the statistics. I think it's like something like 8 times, you can pull it up, more likely that a cop will die in a car wreck or being hit while they're writing tickets than they will be by a citizen. But I see cops when they pull even old ladies over now, they're shaking. They got their hand on their gun. You know, they're scared of the citizens because they tell them every day to be scared of us. That's mind control. But then I'll see a cop out on 360 or I-35 with their butt literally wagging out with cars about 3 inches away, leaning on a car, writing a ticket. I mean, they got these cops for $200 fines risking their lives on the side of the highway, and all it takes is some lady on her cell phone or somebody drops coffee in their lap to swerve out of the lane, and boom, 70 miles an hour, that cop is Sloppy Joe's. And again, I'm just talking about perception here. Here's an example. My kids will leave the doors open, unlocked, and I explain to them, there are bad men out there. There are bad people out there. And it's not that we're living in fear. We're protecting ourselves. You must lock the doors. And then I make them where they're the security chiefs and make a game out of it. So now they keep the doors locked. But then they'll go, you know, to their room at night. Come in and turn the light on. I'm scared. Look under the bed. There's nothing under your bed. But their instincts are of a little primate. You're in the woods at night. That's when big cats might eat you. So that's an instinct. Because one of the number one causes of death, you know, thousands of years ago, would be a cat eating you or a bear eating you or a snake. Why are people scared of snakes? Why are people have arachnophobia? Because there's quite a few species of spiders that'll kill you better than a hammer. Those are instincts. You're scared of the dark because big cats hunt at night. And our ancestors were preyed on by big cats. Me, I'm not scared of the dark because I'm in conscious control of my brain. I know grown men I'll take out to our family ranch and we'll say we're going hog hunting at night with a spotlight battery powered. And most grown men in the woods will get scared once you've been walking a few hundred yards out in the woods. But they get in their car and aren't paying attention, flying down the highway with huge 18-wheelers all around them. I mean, life and death situation. You'll drive by people dead. Every year I drive by a fatality injury. I've seen guts, heads on the ground, blood everywhere right after an accident. I pulled over and helped people one time when the guy had his head almost completely severed, blood shooting all over the place. I'm really worried about real things. Governments and cars. Let me say it again. Governments and cars. But they got you scared of Bin Laden underneath your bed. Let me tell you, government and cars. The number one cause of death is government and cars. Government and cars. Our founding fathers knew it was the government. They didn't have cars. They also knew not to stand behind a horse. Horse will kick you to death. Retransmission starts now, Infowars.com. Great job, crew. Back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Restream starts now. Don't forget the free podcast and the free iPhone app, Infowars.com.